Hello, and welcome to the Cubicorn Games Podcast.
Oh yeah.
I'm here with a stacked deck of guests. We are fully loaded.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get down to it. To my left, Gabe Butchie.
Hello.
Froberts. Froington III. Robert Lupfer is here.
I'm technically here.
Continuing around the table, Kyle McGrath.
Missed a really solid game of Fruits Basket to be here.
Sorry.
Yep. To his left, Phil McGrath.
I name a fruit. I name Elton John. There. We did it.
We did the joke.
All right. Or bananas. Whatever you name.
Mm-hmm.
Corn. Who cares?
Yep. Continuing our rotation, Brian Lupfer is here.
Hey, guys.
Welcome
He's
back.
Got enough voices to field another probably five or six seats if we needed them.
You mean
them.
That just one voice whoa, over
whoa,
and over?
Whoa,
true,
God.
True.
He's got a couple.
I haven't. I just like that voice.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, Lorraine Ferriulo is here.
Is that how that's pronounced?
Yes.
I feel like he's lying.
I've met like six other people with that last name, so I know.
You're lying.
Actually, no. If you go to like Naples in
you're real big in
Italy,
Naples?
That's where my family's from.
So. I've been to Italy, and I didn't know anybody there who had that name.
You definitely.
How many people did you ask?
Everyone.
Everybody.
I doubt that.
I just demanded ID. I'm American, that's what I do.
America.
Yep, in English, you're not fucking with that
papers,
Italian
please.
Shit.
Papers,
yeah, exactly. There you go.
Damn immigrants.
Yeah. You asked Lucas Pope if you could get into Italy. He said, sure. And then someone car-bombed the...
I don't talk about that part of the trip.
Mm-mm.
It was me.
What's been going on, guys? Does anyone have... I'm not sure. We got so many people here.
Probably start with me, because everyone else is probably going to be talking about the same thing.
Yeah,
let's start.
Let's start.
We'll start with you. Go to Gabe, because he's going to head out before we finish up, and then
we'll
continue from there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Lorraine, what have you been up to? What's going on?
Okay. Well, last weekend, the two of us were at YomaCon in the Renaissance Center in Detroit.
Détroit.
That was... a long weekend, but it was very fun. We were in the game room showing off our two games. They're early, I guess, kind of like late alpha builds at this point.
Super Cucumber and Down the Drain on green light now.
Yes.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
Upload that.
Send a self-addressed stamp envelope to this address.
No purchase necessary.
That's not true.
Wow.
Really? I mean, that was...
very
one of the
rude.
Bigger things, and then
we've been in like recovery mode since then. Just like still like sending a bunch of emails, like responding to people.
Mm-hmm.
But the feedback was
press
good.
Page, it's been exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's information.
You're getting feedback now.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
I mean,
we
got feedback at Maker Faire, but it's definitely this was a different crowd. It was because Maker Faire was mainly children and their parents, so we got. Feedback, if you will.
Yeah, it was also just a
your
less dedicated.
This is a game.
Where's the Minecraft?
Maker Faire was like everything too.
Yeah.
It was like if you're at YomaCon in the video game room, you know that video games are going to be there. Maker Faire was just like, here's some robots, and here's 1030 printers, and here's a row of computers playing Minecraft, and also here we are with our two video games.
Were your video games 3D printed?
No, I wish they were.
Why?
Why not?
3D print
is the future. Let me tell you about my drone that 3D prints other drones.
Wow, that's not as far-fetched.
Control via an Android smartphone.
Smartwatch.
Control via an Android smartwatch that communicates with your thoughts.
Android.
And has Facebook and Twitter integration. Let me tell you where you can dump your VC dollars.
Don't forget about Instagram.
Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin, yes.
Yep, yes, right.
Yes.
They mine Bitcoins while
Dogecoin,
3D printing
please.
Other drawings.
Yep. The original one doesn't, but all the subsequent 3D printed ones do. Each later edition can mine Bitcoins.
Yep.
It's evolving.
Anyway.
Some horrible nerd's got like 8 smartwatches on his arm all mining Bitcoins all day long.
All mining Bitcoins.
It was
like daisy chained together via Wi-Fi.
His arm's just irradiated.
Yeah, he's got like sunburns under the watches.
Burning his arms.
His arm is slowly falling into a cancerous wad.
It's worth it.
So much freedom on this arm.
That's right.
All America. Freedom.
They'll never
my
touch
freedom.
My money.
This arm
my
is untraceable.
Chain.
Guys, I got this arm on tour. Anyway, continue.
I think I had mentioned last time that I had just restarted playing the second Tales of Phonia game. I have since finished that. I finished it.
You and Pro could have your own like Tales cast.
And then I started playing Tales of Graces. Oh my god, that game is bad. Oh my god.
Graces F? Yeah. I only got to like the prologue, essentially the extended prologue.
Godforsaken child part. You play the first like 3 hours of the game as this group of children,
and it's cute for a while, but then it feels like it just drags.
Because you can't. One of the things about Tales games is that there's like three modes of how you control your character in battle. There's auto, which you do absolutely nothing. There's semi-auto, which I think you control movement, and then they do all the attacking.
Oh, no, combos kind of do themselves when you start attacking.
And then manual is you just do everything. Mm-hmm. The majority of that prologue, you do not have manual. You have to find it. You have to find it. It's an item. It was the worst.
It's a pickup in the environment.
So I just put on auto, because I'm like, if I can't do everything, I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. So the game played itself for a while, and that,
like watching a really crummy anime or something.
Pretty much. Because it wasn't good. It was children, and it was just, And then even, because like, they have a new, like a different battle system that's like the way they handle like standard attacking combos.
And it's dumbed
down,
yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't get into it. I played that game for 5 hours over like a period of maybe 3 days, and I was like, no.
That's more than a fair shot. Like, something doesn't actually have your interest in 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Because after the child stage gets to, like, there's a 7-year time skip, and then you're like actually playing the game. And I tried a decent amount of that. And no. So I've shelved that for now. I've started Tales of Tillia 2. After that comes Final Fantasy 13.
Oh boy.
I'm so sorry for your future.
So many people weren't there for that. You two, mainly. From Brian.
Lepra Brothers.
You were not there for that magical adventure to Kmart.
No. I was here after the fact.
There's a whole podcast on that if you want to catch up on
it. I better.
If you want to see me get angry, it's a place to be.
And then that's where I got my copy of Final Fantasy 13 for like
$10
or something like that at a Kmart.
Still too much.
I still think you got ripped off.
One for every hour of gameplay that you'll hate.
You mean no? I could do math right now, but I can't.
It's like one for every hour until it gets good, according to the Final Fantasy 13 apologists.
Yeah. I want to see.
You play it for 20 hours and then it's awesome.
I'm going to give it probably about as much of a shot that I gave Grace's.
Yeah, you won't last as long.
There's more than 5 hours of tunnel that you won't like.
Yeah, when I played that game, I played it for about that long, but when I quit. So we'll see if your outcome is similar.
I gave it the 100% try of just giving it all I had. I got halfway through and I just couldn't go. I just couldn't get it up anymore.
The lack of energy in your voice is very telling.
I tapped out so hard.
That chocobo and that dude's fro wasn't.
I love black characters in my video games, and I love chocobos, and I love having an afro by my name. So all of it combined should have been a perfect mixture, and no.
I missed you.
So sorry.
Enough. Missed you, fro.
There was cat.
Yeah, there's a cat in the distance.
He's sympathizing.
He's thinking about Final Fantasy.
So that's your Lorraine JRPG minute.
Yeah. Well, the only other thing that I have been playing, I'm still playing Curtain Call for like the millionth week in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played a little
still
bit of multiplayer
that.
Of that.
I want to at least get up to 100 hours before Pokemon comes out, because it's a dumb little trophy in game.
And then your life will be over.
Maybe.
Just for like a month or two.
I hope you're playing for reasons other than unlocking a trophy for playing it 100 hours.
No, I'm still enjoying playing it.
Good.
I got everyone up to level 99, so I started resetting people to just not be wasting experience points.
Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
You're still playing it in like the perfect way that you could be. To continue playing it like that many hours, just like using it at night to like decompile right before you go to bed. Just like, swipe my way through a few songs and then drift off to dreamland.
No, I'm not playing Kirby anymore. I played Kirby a while ago.
I outgrew that.
I'm
too old for Kirby.
You can never be too old for Kirby.
Kirby's epic yarn just reaches beyond.
I'm sorry, there's a Call of Duty game that needs my attention.
I need to play Yoshi's Woolly World. my life will not be complete until then.
So it'll probably be pretty okay.
2015. Mm-hmm.
It's got Amiibo support.
So I don't care. Cool. It's going to be adorable. That's all that matters.
Put your action figures on the Yoshi. And I love Yoshi,
so there's that.
Last minute design change. It's going to be like a gore porn game.
So sad.
But they're still not going to advertise it that way.
They'll be the Conker's Bad Fur Day of Yoshi Dorn-based video games. Just shitting Yoshi everywhere and Chinese monk.
Yarn intestines falling
out. That's how Nintendo's
going
to go out one of these years.
Barfs out.
Nintendo's last audio game.
And then slurps the vomit back up in string form back up. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so you're just playing a game as a dog.
Yeah.
Dog's life.
Let it out and that's bring it back.
That's what they do. They're pros.
Oh my god. Waste not, want not.
Do I have the game for you?
Cats sometimes.
Dog's life.
Is it Nintendo? Sure.
Trust me. No, it's for the PS2. It's some game where it's like a weirdly like pseudo-realistic dog like simulation.
Is it like Mr. Mosquito?
You are a dog.
It's got a fart button, or is it
yes,
a shit button?
Yeah, there's a shit button.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A dedicated button for
and
shitting.
I do believe you can then pick up your poop.
Yeah.
So it's like goat simulator, but a dog.
No, there's like a story. The dog is like sentient and like talks to himself.
Ah.
It's bizarre.
It's like goat simulator, but more boring. Like none of the entertaining. Awesome. Yeah, exactly. There's no physics or anything. Okay. You just kind of like mundanely walk around talking to people.
Smell
like,
stuff.
Wait, there's a goat.
So it's like Shenmue, but you're a dog.
Yeah,
kinda. Yeah, it's sort of like Shenmue, but you're a dog.
Unfortunately,
you don't have an inventory. But yeah, the core just like. I'm gonna walk around and interact with this person. And
well, how do you carry
quest,
your poo
like,
then?
Oh shit on this guy!
I'm gonna smell this.
You hold one item.
You
it's
hold
in your mouth.
The shit in your mouth. Got it.
Yep.
So you can drop it once and then go drop it again somewhere else.
Mm. Yes, and I mean, you could keep picking it up if you want to. I think
the world's sky's the limit.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah, you can shit some more, and then it'll replace. Like you can't stack the shits; like they'll start to fade out. It's the PS2 era.
Now you see, for a second there, I thought we were gonna start talking about like you know stacks inside of this like game.
Shit stacks, man. That was my deck.
Yep, that's where we're going. That'll be the latest Taco Bell menu item.
Shit stacks. No, I thought it was the rectal annihilator or something like that.
Using your old Taco Bell, which has freshly come out your body, to make the new Taco Bell you're about to have.
You pay for your Taco Bell by giving them your old Taco Bell.
That's the dystopian future that Charlton Heston warned us about, man.
Payment directly into our toilet.
So the green is made of Taco Bell.
Like a stainless
go green. The Taco Bell recycling your pieces.
The bathroom just go right into the back room of Taco Bell. The pipe comes out.
Yep, it's a shoot.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get there, man. Looking at that Taco Bell menu, and like, you gotta stop eating Taco Bell.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with us?
But, like, looking at that Taco Bell menu and having that discussion about the Mountain Dew flavored. No, it's the Doritos flavored Mountain Dew.
What the fuck?
That's a real thing.
That's a thing.
Being tested in their laboratories.
I hear it's got a nice cheesy aftertaste.
So, I mean, we're like two generations tops away from, like, just like the entire Frito-Lay product spectrum in like a single beverage. Yeah, like that'll be the real future food. Like instead of
a pile of Taco Bell.
Yeah, instead of Jetsons where you like eat a pill and it's like, oh, it's roast beef. You just eat a pill and it's like 2,000 Fritos.
It'll be a stick of gum.
Yeah.
He chews your breath while you chew.
Pig gum.
Real bones.
Now it's real bones.
But man, you been doing anything else?
That's probably it. I'm excited for the new Tales game. In like 2 days.
Ryan,
no.
Tales of Hearts so R is coming out for the Vita.
What's a video game?
I don't even know anymore.
Me either.
What is a man?
Yep, I put it on the list. I put it on the list specifically because I knew you were excited about it.
I'm excited about it.
I wish I could play a Tales game.
Well, you
nothing's stopping you.
I got a Vita.
I'm not legally allowed to.
I am actually banned.
I had to go around to all my neighbors and tell them that I played Tales games.
That's interact with somebody without telling them.
It's about as criminal as being on the sex offenders list.
As soon as I moved in, I had to go let everybody know. Like, hey, sorry.
There's a reason we have
Project DMF2 is coming out next week, so I had to let you know.
Wolf wouldn't want it to come out later.
Oh my god. Alright, well, that's good. Gabe, do you have anything that you want to share with the internet?
Let's see. Well, I haven't been on for a couple podcasts that's now, true, so yeah. Like, playing catch up for the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks, I have just been in RPG mode outside of school and real life, actually. So, yeah, like, I don't really like RPGs that much. I'm lukewarm to them. Like, there's a couple I like, but just something fucking happened about 3 weeks ago, and I beat Disgaea 2, Disgaea 4, Makai War, or Makai Kingdom, Sedai Hero Project, Final Fantasy 5, yes. Played Final Fantasy 14 again for the free weekend. Damn. Seiken Densetsu 3, maybe more in there.
That is a lot of stuff.
I don't even know where most of the time.
How long is this period of time? A month, you said?
I have Xenoblade. Like 3 or 4 weeks, yeah. Oh, something wow. Like that.
Man, you went hard.
Yeah.
Dog, you went in there.
I don't know how to play a video game anymore, man.
I've been playing RPGs over the course of this entire year.
Yeah.
That's for real.
Damn. Yeah.
Is there anything in there that stuck out to you? Like, that's a lot of games, so was there, like, Disgaea, one that really took your breath away, or...
Disgaea 4, I wasn't, like, breathtaking, but it was such an improvement over the Disgaea formula that I think it deserves a shout-out. Like, Disgaea 1 was okay for its time. There was some really shady advertising that went along with it, but that's another story. But the gameplay really sucked. It was really bad. And then Disgaea 2 improved on that in a lot of ways by kind of separating classes a little more instead of just making them, like, stat sheets. Mm-hmm. And then supposedly 3 helped a lot, and then 4 kind of took the improvements from 3 and melded them with some stuff from 2 and added some stuff. And it actually feels like an RPG now instead of, like, your character being a block of stats and, like, no unique characteristics beyond that. Because historically in Disgaea games, you just had, like, weapon proficiencies. You didn't have unique skills based on your class or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, the fighter class was more defensive and had higher attack, and the samurai class had even higher attack but lower defenses, and that was the only difference between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Which platform is 4 on?
PS3. Okay. So, okay. Yep. So that was cool. Zeta Hero Project was really interesting. It was a roguelike by the same company. It has some stuff I didn't love, like there's persistent character growth, which I think is, like, wrong for a roguelike. You shouldn't carry that stuff between matches, which is another reason I didn't really like Rogue Legacy, and I know everyone here will beat me up for that opinion, but...
I won't.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I thought people really liked Rogue Legacy
I
here.
I haven't played too much of it. I've liked what I've tried, but I haven't... Yeah. I couldn't
it
say
controls
that
really
deep
well.
Into it. Yeah.
I think it's dumb that, again, it builds itself as a roguelike, even if it isn't, like, actually one. And because of that, you expect, you know, like, you die, and then you lose your advancement, and each game is, like, a separate thing, like Spelunky is. Mm. But, it's not. Like, it's a persistent character game. So Zeta Hero Project's cool, really fun game. Funny game, which is nice. Final Fantasy V is Final Fantasy V, still a broken pile, and everything that goes wrong with that.
Broken pile that we love.
Absolutely.
That's what makes it fun.
Good patch for Final Fantasy 14 came out, burned through all the content in a weekend, except for the raid stuff, because I don't have a grip for that. But the story, the dungeons are spectacular. Like, if you want to play an MMO for small group content, you can't do better than Final Fantasy 14.
That's cool.
Which is why I like MMOs, so it works for me. That's really it as far as RPGs go. Pokemon's coming out kind of soon. That'll be neat. Smash for real's coming out.
Yeah, I bet by the time we record a thing next, Smash will be out.
We'll almost have videos of all 8 of us playing on Smash.
Yeah, boy.
Might be a while.
8 Koopa Kids that game.
Like Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm assuming we'll probably get one or two more shows in, like, through the year, and then pick up again in January at some point.
Right.
Speaking of Koopa Kids, I'm convinced that character is ass.
Like, that didn't take much convincing.
I've been putting time into him. Like, I've been in the lab, and that character is not good.
He's alright.
He can't deal with the good characters. That's ultimately... He has that mid-tier problem where, like, he's good against everyone in mid-tier. Not, like, really good, but good enough. And then he just, like, crumbles to those
really
good characters.
He's got a lot of crummy startups on everything.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of...
He's supposed to be, like, a tricky gimmick mix-up character, like Wario and PM is. But he doesn't have Wario's speed, doesn't have Wario's damage, he doesn't have his air mobility. He feels like PM Mario Bad Edition.
But you can like lick the shit out of people.
You can. That move is actually good. Like, not just hilarious because it is, but like if they block it, it's completely safe. Really good hitbox.
Yeah, man. Footsies, tuggies.
Yeah.
I still have a really good screenshot of the Koopa Kid car licking the Yellow Devil's foot.
I've seen a lot of similar, but. Perhaps worse things.
I've got a website you can sign up for.
Right.
Internet's
got you covered. $29.99
a month. Oh god.
I was having really a lot of fun with screenshots for.
Yeah, I felt like earlier today, I don't remember which channel it was, but somebody on YouTube had put up like a good half of the Pit Palutena,
like dialogue trees. Now, yeah.
That stuff's fun. It's really good. That's a good Easter egg.
I haven't looked at any of them.
What is it?
Is Hades in any of them?
No.
Everyone's mad about
it. Not the ones that I saw. So if Gabe can confirm, yeah, then I guess he's not in any of
the best.
It's
part
really
of
funny
that
when they showed off that they were doing the feature. They were like, and certain other characters might show up for cameos, and a single one does. One character shows up for
Krom.
Yeah, it's Krom.
Oh yeah, Krom is the
He gets pissy because they make fun of him.
Good.
Yeah, they like, why would he put you in the game? You're just like Ike. Why would you have multiples of the same character? And the audience is supposed to laugh. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's Kid Icarus.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like. I mean, when the Star Fox one, he just, like, quotes Star Fox.
Yeah, like, he's trying to make Star Fox jokes, and everyone's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
The best is the Samus one, because Viridi goes, look, it's Metroid.
I think they have a very similar joke in Kid Icarus, because there's an enemy that basically is a Metroid.
Yeah, they shut him down. Yeah, I think
these aren't
Metroids. No,
these
are not.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
And that game was so much fun for stuff really like that. Like that's why I want to see Sakurai make like another non Smash Brothers game. If you can just go buck wild and make something real stupid, like
Ice Climbers Uprising.
I would play the shit out of that.
Gyromite Uprising.
All those unused assets from Smash 4 that they couldn't use, just put them in a new game.
Make a Captain Falcon adventure game.
I'd love that.
That would be amazing.
Adventures.
That should have been coming forever.
Dinosaur Planet.
Reskin all of Star Fox adventures with just Captain Falcon.
Just have it play like melee and controls.
Sorry, we've got a Mario Kart F-Zero course coming. I saw a run of it. There's a billboard with Captain Falcon saying, show me your moves.
All right.
Perfect.
This is as close as we'll ever get.
Our universes are slowly merging.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for Nintendo Party instead of Mario Party.
So we got Wii Party.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's the next.
It's
like,
not the same thing.
I guess we don't really know what. They announced a Mario Party game. I don't know what it's going to be, but if it's not that game, then the game that comes out after that is almost certainly Nintendo Party.
Or they will at least have DLC
DLC.
Mario Party to
$30 and you can have some.
It'll be Amiibos. That's what it'll be.
Yeah.
It'll be
definitely need to be able to hate my friends more.
Yeah, boy.
I need more avenues to hate people.
I want to play as Wii Fit Trainer.
Yes.
In Mario Party.
Yes. I guess for other game things, Guilty Gear is the last thing I'm really excited for that's coming out soon. X-Men looks really sick. I don't know if anyone is going to play it, but it's an anime fighter, and it's like the long-awaited Guilty Gear. That last one was like 12 years ago, if you don't want to count Reload Plus, which is actually pretty good, and it's sad that it died because it came out as soon as they announced Xrd. That looks really good. I don't think it's actually going to be that popular, though, because apparently it's so similar to the last one mechanically that everyone who was good at the last game is just also immediately really good at this one.
But goddamn if it isn't pretty.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
For real.
It's wizardry. I don't understand how that game looks as good as it does.
That is one of the best 2D games, especially like just because there aren't that many modern like high-end 2D games coming out. Like that, it looks incredible.
They look like sprites. Mm-hmm. They look like sprites. I don't get it.
It's real good. Yeah, I don't know if I'll give that game a shot or not. I've never been a big Arc Systems guy. It just seems like there's too much stuff in them for me. Like they have at least one too many systems.
I think that one's like the most sane of them. Like Blaze was definitely the far gone, and then Persona 4 kind of hovers in the middle with its like huge amount of systems, but still a pretty simple game. So hopefully this will be good.
Yeah, that seems really cool. Like you said, it does look amazing. Just so pretty, very cool. Fro, do you have anything to bring to the table? Got anything to share? What's on your mind? What's in your soul?
Darkness is in my soul.
I already knew that.
Infinite pain.
Losing it. The fantasy basket.
Slowly falling apart. Everything I'm good at, I become bad at.
Oh, perfectly, God. Like, this maps up perfectly to your, like, stained and disturbed.
Tasty 90s music.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
The playlist you described before we started the show meshes up perfectly with your inner emotional state.
Yeah, jamming out to a lot of Finger 11, a lot of saliva.
God damn.
Slipknot's back, man.
Slipknot never left, my friend.
That's right. Guys, listen to this POD album and tell me how you feel.
Hey, POD's actually really good.
Nah.
That's an opinion.
But seriously, I've been clanned up with some new people, playing a lot of online games.
Good.
I've been slowly getting my shit together in League of Legends. I'm finally going to crawl my ass out of silver and into gold before the end of the season.
Ooh, that's cool. You're going to be our MOBA gateway, because
nobody else plays.
Well, the problem is, like, a lot of people who play League can't offer a lot of, like, insight on Dota, because there's a lot of lines drawn there, because you bother to learn one or the other for the most part, and if not, well, then you're some crazy tryhard who wants to, you know, the best at every goddamn thing you do, and that's definitely a waste of time. But yeah, I've been playing.
You picked your horse.
Exactly. I'm sorry I wasn't here earlier to, you know, give breakdowns on Worlds earlier and stuff, but whatever. I'm not so good as to be telling you what TSM could have done to get a little bit further along, and whether Imp or Uzi is the best ADC in the fucking
league.
You might as well be speaking Vietnamese right now.
Korean, excuse you.
There you go.
But yeah, other than that, I've been I'm finally playing World of Warcraft for the first time.
Talked about that last time.
Oh, did you? You talked about my personal life.
Yes, we did. I was hanging around. We tried to pressure you into play it back when half the people at this table
back
played.
When it was good.
Okay, so I do nothing at work, and I have great internet at work, so the combination of the two means I have a lot of dead time and a lot of computer access. So, hate me if you want, but I'm going to do what
you,
I want.
Not current you.
Mm-hmm. On the clock. Killing so many trash mobs.
Trying. I gotta get to 60.
Wiping out trash, man.
That farmer is still always
what level are you
killing goblins.
I'm like 52, and if I get to 60, if you get to 60 before the new expansion comes out, you can always get pushed to 90, you know, when the expansion comes out, but if you're 60 when you do it, you get your professions and stuff next too, so.
You should be able to do that pretty easily.
Yeah, no, I just have to make the time to do it.
Well, you're on my fucking account, so you should get it anyways.
Yeah,
because I have guys that are like almost level 90.
Yeah, but I'm not on your server.
Does it matter that...
I think he's saying the character that he wants to bump tonight.
Oh, yeah. He had the professions bumped tonight. Yes. With Max. Okay. Gotcha.
Excuse me. I don't know.
Buffers at the table, that's all.
I'm definitely slamming Mountain Dew to get over my 4 hours of sleep problem.
you're creating larger problems later.
Right, yeah.
True.
4 hours of sleep last night, 2 hours.
Say, depending on what your diet is like, you're going to have a serious chemical imbalance of some kind in the next 24 hours.
He's going to come down with the gout.
Yep.
Probably.
Get up my tomorrow morning to develop breasts.
Well, I guess that's a new part of my life.
Next chapter.
Accept this new reality.
Take it in stride.
I will survive.
Put it on your resume. I've had gout and Ebola, and I survived.
I had gout and Ebola at the same time, and I got hit by a car.
Doug was worried that he might have caught Ebola, but he doesn't have Doug Ebola.
Oh.
No Doug Ebola.
I didn't hear about this.
He messaged me on Facebook saying, "I'm afraid I might catch Ebola." Because I'm near Barcelona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was just making a joke because some nurse coming home from
that area.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Man, he'll be our official international traveler. He can bring back all kinds of diseases.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, bring back all sorts of diseases, like German beer snobbish.
Whoa. Yeah, first thing I'm going to do when Doug gets back is I'll just have him spit all over his chest and then just chest bump me. Take it all in. All
right,
the
way.
See what I got to get my immunities up, man. I got to do that somehow.
Get that malaria.
He might be here for our next podcast.
It's possible. Very possible.
Oh. Depending on when it is.
He said he'll be back in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Then he can beat Frobert up.
There you go. He'll be back just in time to smash and fill us in on...
He will not do that. He's been very clear to me. No, he won't. Yeah, he talked to me on Steam, and he was basically like, you know, I've given every other one a chance. I still don't like the series. I'm just not going to do it.
That's exactly what I said.
He's
not going to like this more than he likes
it. If he is historically not like Smash Brothers, I can't think of a single thing that would change his mind in this video game. Right.
No. It's not a goddamn thing.
So, I'm training for a boxing match next summer.
Uwe Boll.
That's the first thing I thought of.
What, really?
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah. I don't remember which of his shitty movies it was, but he challenged a critic to fight him.
It was low tax, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. I would pay so much money to watch that guy fight anybody. Even if he wins, it doesn't matter.
And then he put that footage
it actually happened?
Somewhere in the background of one of the shitty movies that he was making. Look it up later. It was, read the whole thing. Quick. Man, when he was around, just being the worst person on Earth, that was pretty good.
Remember the Resident Evil movie, guys?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, man.
It wasn't that awful. It was mostly just forgettable and kind of bad, not, like, aggressively terrible.
Yeah. See, that was those were the days, early 2000s, back when it was, like, Uwe Boll and Jack Thompson. All our video game villains, like, our real-world video game villains had faces. now we've evolved to, like, the...
who they are.
The late 2000s thriller of everyone is the villain, man. They could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just all these shitheads on 4chan.
It could be the trees.
It's a singularity, man.
That's right. We were all the villain.
I'm not smoking a single cigarette enough for this.
That's fair.
Bro, do you have anything else, or can I save you from... You look like you want to go to sleep.
I never had anything.
What about you, Kaiba?
Nobody wants to listen to me talk about Fantasy Life for 5 minutes.
I kind of want to listen to me talk about Fantasy Life.
Tell me about numbers.
I've been playing a lot too.
You make your numbers go up. It's great. Which is exactly what I like.
Okay, here's the important difference, and I'm pretty sure I already know the answer to this. Do you have to pay 50 cents to make your numbers go up, like in increments over time?
There is DLC at the end game, I think. But
you pay $40 at the front.
Yeah, you pay all
the
fronts.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, I agree.
The way God intended.
I can be a legendary woodcutter, and it doesn't cost me an extra dime.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously, like... 100%. I actually continue to believe that.
I'm assuming it's every class. I only know a couple classes before, but when you get to the end, you have like what's effectively a boss encounter.
Yeah,
and the legendary tree encounter is like one of the most amazing things I've ever felt in my life. I've never felt so good by cutting down a tree.
That's awesome.
I just cart it back off of the guy. Give me 1,500 fun bucks for it.
Professy land.
So I'll keep playing it. At one point, I had Carpenter leveled up to a certain point, and you needed another item to do the next thing. Mm-hmm.
What is the gameplay loop? Like, what do you do? Like, just in a given like set of actions in Fantasy Life? Because literally, I don't know that much about it.
You just go around, and there's gathering professions.
Combat
professions and
crafting.
Yeah.
Now this is on the 3DS, correct?
Yeah. So you use your materials from one thing to
go boost up some other skill.
For like the first 80%, you can buy just about anything though. But I got to a point where you needed, I can't remember what it was, but something only miners could get, and then only steelsmiths or whatever could. Process to make my next carpentry item, so that's three jobs I've got level to max before I went any further.
It's my kind of game, grind the shit out of it.
Or just ask somebody to trade with, but I don't do that.
That's right.
I don't need your help for nothing.
Solo all contracts.
That
right.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds kind of cool.
It's got like tailored multiplayer for it too, I think, but I haven't tried it.
It does. The only real problem with the multiplayer is you can't change classes once you, like, go into someone else's world. It's like Animal Crossing, where you go to someone else's world, and you kind of just exist there for a while, and then you leave.
Mm-hmm.
You can't advance the story, which isn't a big deal, except that the story gates content sometimes. And you can't level up your job. So to level jobs up to, like, from adept to master, or from novice to adept or whatever, you have to do, like, yeah, they're basically challenges. And it's like, you know, chop down X amount of oak trees, or fight these certain enemies while you're this class or whatever.
The one I've had annoying me the most is get 3 rare drops from, you know, trees in this zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you end up just grinding it for an hour and a half.
And you can do the challenges in multiplayer, but you can't actually turn them in. So, like, you get everything completed to change, like, level up your class, but you can't actually level up the class. So
take a break.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just the... because I haven't actually leveled a combat profession that... the combat as any of the other professions is boring and dumb. Just swinging my dagger and that's it. That's all you do. Swing
it gets
dagger.
Better. A thing I like about Fantasy Life is all the classes have skills, and that's also for the...
I figured.
Yeah, so that's how it works for the combat classes, and you get really specialized skills, which is nice. Most of them carry over to the other classes. Like, you can use your sword skills that you learned as a paladin, as a woodcutter.
I wish I'd known that.
Yeah. But with the exception for, like, the really late game stuff you would learn as a paladin, since they're class locked. It's cool, though. It's nice, because then you can actually go into the wilderness and not fear for your life all the time, or have to sneak everywhere. Yeah, that's about it. It's okay. It's a pretty alright game.
There's definitely a lot of time to put into it if you just got time to burn.
Yeah.
I want to level my tailor and my fisherman, you know? Why not?
It's pretty cute.
You do get a cool little outfit once you reach master, and it makes you look adorable.
Mm-hmm.
All the art and characters are very adorable, I would say.
Yeah, it's a level 5 game,
yeah,
so that's
they
kind of...
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's neat. Yeah, because I hadn't even heard of this game until, I think, Gabe, you were talking to Lorraine about it, like, a couple weeks ago.
I guess it's been out in Japan for a while. It's
2 years.
Wow. It's just one of those games they just drag their heels on for no reason forever.
We would like it.
Bravely Default, all of
that. Man, that's weird. So then they were just putting out all kinds of weird stuff over there, because what's the other thing? Yo-Kai Watch...
Yeah,
it's the other big level 5 game.
Doug
just
all
up in
there.
I gotta think that's coming.
Yeah, there's no way it's not.
That is, like,
yeah, it would have to
Pokemon
be
Pokemon times 10 over there.
Yeah, I was saying, because, it is the new thing.
People are starving themselves to wait in line for a week to buy these new toys.
Hmm.
What is this?
It's called Yo-Kai Watch. It's a level 5 game, so, like, they said it's the people who brought you Fantasy Life and, like, Professor Layton, I believe.
But I don't know too much about it. And
it's,
could probably tell.
It's
very
Pokemon-like. I think it's Pokemon-esque. Yeah, it involves, like, Japanese ghosts.
Yeah, like the Yo-Kai.
Yeah, I know.
Yo-kai. Yeah, it's Pokemon where they're all themed after.
Who do you
think you're talking to?
You've got your little
it's
ghost
just like
companion.
In my Japanese anime.
You summon him from your Pokeball, and he finds ghosts for you.
Something
and then
like
you either battle them.
Yeah,
or they come
yeah
out
from what I understand, they like you have to help people with their
problems.
Like problems to get the ghost to stop haunting them because they haunt people apparently when they're like depressed or
helping
like,
them ascend to the next.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you catch them.
Yeah, and then you catch them.
So it's Ghostbusters meets Pokemon.
Yeah,
you get a bunch of Slimers.
I know, right?
It looks
tons
like
of Slimers.
Gameplay
just catching
like...
Poes and Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Less milk.
It looks like a Dragon Warrior monster if you've played any of those games in terms of like how the combat goes down.
Okay,
so yeah,
that's cool.
Either way, there's no way it's not coming over.
So that's been around for at least a year, maybe two.
That sounds about right.
I think it came out in like early 2013. Yeah, I might be wrong about
that. For how bonkers it is over there, I can't believe we haven't.
It's
had
been out for
already.
A full year for certain.
They're probably localizing the show at the same time, and they're trying
probably
to get everything out of it.
Yeah, it'll be a full like
multimedia
marketing exactly. A marketing effort, if you will.
Now is this type of thing that
you can make a card game for?
That'd be
they'll call it Afterworld.
So, is this a child marketable game?
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. For it's
yes,
like
it's,
Pokemon in that it's intended
really
for children,
all
and
right,
then kind of builds right. up from there.
And weird middle-aged dudes will play it instead.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just
age.
Like
oh,
anime
a
about girls.
That
if you get to your late 20s, you're almost.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I would say look, from
I'm
looking at the
30.
Media that I've seen for online that their target audience is probably like 8 to 12.
Yeah,
and then
right,
it kind of expands out
know.
From there.
I don't know.
It looks kind of neat. I would definitely check it out if it came out over here.
The base game is a 3DS game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome, weird Japanese stuff. That's one of the last things. Like, almost, like I said, even, like, we're going to have two Hatsune Miku games that come out in America before that game comes out in America. Like, what the fuck is happening?
America needs more Vocaloids, my boy.
America.
Did you see? Did you watch her performance?
Yes.
Her quote on David Letterman.
It was hilarious and awkward. And Letterman like, at the end just being like, just Letterman at the end being like, okay,
ladies and
gentlemen, this is okay.
You can see it. Like if you look deep enough in his eyes, you can see. She's like, thank God, I'm fucking retiring
right.
in 3 months. I don't get to do this shit anymore.
It's also one of those things where they decided to. Make the song in English,
yeah,
but I couldn't even tell because they use the same because Vocaloids work in a system where it's essentially a bunch of like sounds
speech.
Taken from a Japanese, you know, voice actress.
Mm-hmm.
So they essentially took these words, which were just them saying the English, you know, sounds or whatever.
Sure,
excuse me on my lack right. of vocabulary on that, but. Yeah, and so it's like a Japanese person singing this song. So you just get this horrible English reproduced by a computer. And I couldn't even tell it was supposed to be English like until like I was almost done. And I was like,
same. Like
what
I watched the whole thing. I wasn't certain, like, for sure. And then...
But, I mean, to be fair, that's basically like any... Japanese song that has like full English lyrics.
Now you see, here's where
American audience.
I guess that's true.
Here's where I'm going to flex my power level a little bit.
Oh,
there is
God.
Actually a Vocaloid that is better recorded for English use and doesn't talk as much in the high English.
Which is
it?
You're
is it
welcome.
Luca?
Does it have a name?
That's really racist.
Say, yeah, what does she look like? Does
what's her name?
Her name is Megurian Luca, and she has long pink hair, and she wears a beautiful brown garb.
So this got the Japanese also, hair.
Such a wife.
I'm pretty sure there are no vocaloids that aren't Japanese.
Okay. Yeah, those are all technically Japanese.
I want to... Can we get like 1970s rock vocaloids?
Sure. Hopefully it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
1980s hair metal rock.
Yeah, any vocaloids. Like I want some alternate genres of vocaloids. Like give me like a Freddie Mercury vocaloid.
REM.
Technology. Yeah, totally. Give me some like Moby.
Sebastian Bach. Sebastian Bach vocaloid.
He just makes piano noises.
No. Sebastian Bach from, what band is he from?
Jesus Christ. Poison.
Oh, not Poison. Not right.
Skid Row.
Yeah, yes. Skid Row.
You did it. Thank you. Man, that would be the best.
Sure.
We gotta get on this guy. Really, like
there's a vast untapped market.
Yeah.
Make it really animoid. And, like, all super anime for itself, too. Huge eyes on a Sebastian Bach.
Oh, God.
Freddie Mercury
anime version. The limits of Western vocaloids are limitless. Like you can make one that's just like Willie Nelson. It's like
you can make one that's Will Smith.
I was about to say that.
It just has a bong rip inside it.
Well, that'd be Snoop Dogg.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
You could have your Willie Nelson Snoop Dogg collab because you would have the Snoop Dogg vocaloid and the Willie Nelson vocaloid. Come on, boys.
And then you put it to dubstep, and then you win.
Why not?
So, I mean, over Skrillex there. Yeah, no, America loves it.
Yep, done.
So, Weed and Skrillex.
All right.
Let's move on.
Created that $1 million idea.
It's out there now.
Stolen already.
It's a good thing nobody listened to this. Or
yep,
steal
exactly.
It.
Right. So we'll have that in our back pocket. How's it going, Phil?
Great.
Hey, what do you have to bring to the table for the wide swath of venture capitalists who will inevitably listen to the show?
Don't ever take a sales job with comics. Something anyone could have, a conclusion anyone could have come to on their own.
That's your pitch. Yeah. I like it. So, yeah, can it be an app?
Should I take it this job?
It says no.
Magic 8-Ball for Comcast.
No, do not take this job.
Good call.
That's about it.
I'm playing I'm card games
for jobs
lately.
And yeah, lots of cards. We'll get
that's
to
not,
DBC.
That's not a bad thing.
I have a real interview tomorrow for a real job that I really want. So there's hope.
Godspeed.
Love the writing position for all.
He's a fine, upstanding young gentleman.
I'll make a salary and have health care. And then I gotta buy a house and get a dog and a wife.
And then I'll die.
And then I'll die. Leave some stuff for my kids.
That's a pretty good Larry King right there.
Thanks. That's totally what I was going
for. Larry King on his deathbed in the year 2028.
Talking about
that's quite the life at that
will be 140 or whatever.
Yep. He's already
the American dream.
He was alive when dinosaurs walked the earth.
He was one of the dinosaurs.
Tell you, based on that, how that Taco Bell made me feel this afternoon, if you told me that Larry King would outlive me, I might believe you.
It's all about a solid diet.
He's got the money.
That's right. Every night, like, he does his weird, like, 10-minute internet interview thing, and then they put him back in the pod.
Right.
Seal him up.
So he tomorrow. Does now.
He does have something weird online after quitting CNN or whatever.
I had no idea that he still did
fired, maybe.
He's on...
I feel like he got fired. I don't remember.
He's on RTTV, I think.
There you
like
go.
Some Russian-based news company.
Pro's got it.
Sure.
Taking our old people and our PBR and...
All I ever wanted was the Jews and the Russians combining their powers to influence me online.
It worked.
It did.
The dream is coming true.
Let's invade Ukraine.
What a time to be alive. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. That's hopefully that goes well. Jobs are good most
like
of the time.
Yeah. Not the last one.
Yeah.
Don't work at Quicken Loans.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. I've said that before.
Don't work at Quicken Loans as a banker.
Especially that.
I've heard equally bad things about their IT.
Yeah.
From people we know. They're like, no.
I've heard decent things about their IT. But.
I talked to Andrew at one of the last tournaments we went to, and he was like, if you're not a banker, it's not so bad. And I was like, how many hours do you spend at work a week? And he tried to dodge the question for a while before telling me the answer was 60.
Right.
And I was like, that's not okay. It's not humane.
No.
Yeah, that's real nuts.
Yep.
Not unless you get paid... he was huge, like, overtime.
He was like, it's a good thing because I'm hourly, and I was like, you still shouldn't work that much.
Yeah.
Not, for sure. Not all the time.
Yeah. Money is
yeah.
not.
Yeah,
everything.
Like consistently,
you
that's
could do
just
that.
Nuts.
I could do that once a month or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Work 40
once,
every
once in a while, for sure. But yeah. Like, yeah. Do that, like, to continue that death march until you retire, presumably.
Until you
like,
die at age yeah. 40 from stress.
That one. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's nuts. Yeah. You can't do that and, like, maintain a level of sanity that is acceptable.
Maintain a life.
Basically.
And I don't mean as in, like, having a social life. I mean not dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you could buy a lot of boats.
Nope. Buy a lot of booze.
I mean to buy a lot of boats.
Boats, watches, and luxury cars were the things, and cocaine, the people I knew at Quicken Loans spent their money on.
Nope. Does anyone have,
anybody should
anyone have a boat inside a boat? They have, like, a yacht with a swimming pool that had a boat in it?
Boats, probably. Mm-hmm. I bet Dan Robert does.
There you go. Yeah,
a yacht with a speedboat mounted or hung from the side.
That's why he's it's buying all Detroit. It's just section off and lay it on so he can cut it out, yep. Put a lake in it, and put a boat in it, put a
yeah,
lake
that's
in the boat.
That's his real ultimate plan, is he's going to buy Lake Michigan and then put a Lake Erie-sized lake inside of it.
Lakeception right there.
I'm ready.
The zombie apocalypse will happen, and he'll live inside his lake.
Mm-hmm. All the fresh water just for him.
That's some of the best advice you could ever give somebody, though, is don't buy a boat.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't buy a boat.
It's like a hole or in the water that money falls into.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
So just use it twice a year.
Yep.
Boat. Unless it's a house.
But the real value is being able to say, oh, I've got a boat.
Mm-hmm. I would much rather have a helicopter. If I was
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant used to take a helicopter to work every day.
Lyft does helicopters.
Flipping off
everybody's
traffic
as
I fly by.
That's really neat.
I pretend to do, like, the traffic myself. I just have a microphone. It's like, it looks like a mess down there, you poor saps.
I'll be at work in 6 minutes.
Yep. I'm going to parachute. I'm just going to jump. I don't even land in this thing. Forget it.
So fuck this helicopter. I'm letting it go down.
Helicopter bailout.
With no one else inside it.
That's yeah. It. Game over, motherfucker.
The truest to not give it a fuck level of rich.
Is that a drone?
Every day you just sacrifice a helicopter. Just crashes into the field next to where my office is.
Yeah. Eventually you have a giant pile of them.
Yeah. Hire somebody to go through the pile and make new ones.
Mm-hmm. Recycling.
Yep.
Another million
exactly,
dollar
yeah.
idea for the podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
Helicopter
I can't recycling. Wait to, I can't wait to pay someone to retrieve all the black boxes so I can get the data on every crash eventually.
Welcome to the Cubicorn Games. Venture capitalist cast.
Right, man. You want ideas? We got them.
We could have like three completely different types of podcasts.
Yeah, this is all
money.
Futures right here.
Please send money.
Please. Yep. Please, for the love of God, send money.
Can't afford any more Taco Bell.
Is that a financial statement or a physical statement?
Both.
Well, if I owned the Taco Bell, I wouldn't have to pay for it anymore.
Like I said, I think in my case, it's just like a health statement.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look, I can't actually afford to bear any more Taco Bell.
Do you guys want to talk about
Chester's
Taco
when I walk up?
No. Oh, God.
No.
Yeah, just...
Right. That's fine. Gloss right over that one.
Go see if it's trending on Twitter. You'll figure it out.
Is it
he's on it.
Your Twitter correspondent coming in live.
Guys, Taco Gate's really big in Denmark.
Taco Gate is not trending.
What the hell?
It has four favorites from my friends.
How many of them are at this table?
None, thank God. So that's a plus.
It's Taco Gate is going to be a thing that catches on, and it will be big in NorCal and Brooklyn.
Say, if you could have gotten it to be a hit in Japan, you can bring down Twitter. I was reading an article about that not too long ago, that apparently the Japanese are so in unison with everything that they basically like tweet as a unit.
Whoa.
So there, yeah, it was a whole article about
some
Twitter engineer having to figure out how to properly load balance Asian servers, because they literally crashed Twitter in Asia like multiple times just because too many Japanese people were tweeting all at once.
The same thing. You know, that's amazing.
Japan has achieved the singularity, apparently.
Yeah,
they're all wired in.
Could do it.
The future
has probably been
come.
Pretty close to that.
For a while.
They got that homogenization thing down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And yet they can please any and everyone.
The gene pool.
Not like that.
I mean, like
but,
that.
But actually, maybe a little.
Well, I mean, does Japan actually manufacture their own genes?
Shut up.
Thanks. Get out.
Anyway, what have you been up to, Brian?
I'm finally playing Borderlands 1.
That's a good game.
It is a really good game. I'm gonna finish it. But is interestingly enough, it made me go, I want to play Destiny now. And then
similar.
Then there was things that came up about Blizzard making a first person shooter, and I was like, are they gonna jump on the Destiny bandwagon? Then I was like, nope, it's Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, it's like a TF2 part MOBA. Like,
I don't see the MOBA part of it.
It's similar to it.
It's just an objective. It's TF2.
Yeah, I like to think it looks okay. Doug and I were talking about it a little bit.
Yeah,
Overwatch.
I'd say my big beef with it is that it looks like half the classes really rely on like assault rifle style weapons, like automatic pistols. And one of the neatest things about TF2 was Valve made the really bold decision to not have automatic weapons in the game, because historically, in games before that, it was really unfun to fight assault weapons because it was good at mid-range. Yeah, exactly. And so they made it either like super close-range shit-skin weapons like shotguns or long-range projectile-based weapons like rocket launchers.
Mm-hmm.
And it made, in my opinion, for a much stronger game, and I feel like Blizzard's kind of ignoring that lesson. But other than that, the game actually looks really sharp.
Well, I mean, it basically has WoW graphics, and that kind of...
is a turnoff for me.
Yeah, I'm mostly indifferent to it. It doesn't increase the appeal for me at all. It just right now it's steering me more towards maybe going into Destiny, because I do want... I do want a time sync kind of game.
This game's not going to be out anytime soon.
Yeah, the beta's next summer, probably.
Yeah, but it's like, just looking at things like that, it's like, I might just buy Destiny.
That's how you get Halo 5.
Trust me when I say that you can beat everything in Destiny easily before this game comes out.
I know, and even then, I probably won't buy that game.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
The one interesting thing I see about it is, it's like Team Fortress 2, but at the same time, it looks like they could easily keep... I mean, with the way modern gaming is, you'd figure that they would just make new characters and release them into the game.
They could do that.
Yeah.
But I've heard nothing of it one way or another. It's just, I assume, based on the model of how varied the characters are.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there'll be more information, because they announced this, like, 2 days ago something, so...
We have a trailer. That's about all
There's a little bit of cool. Play,
yeah,
too.
Looked
neat. Reminded me of, the other game, the Over Strike, which was originally it was the game Insomniac was, it was like a class based like multiplayer shooter thing that Insomniac was working on, and the original footage, it was originally called Over Strike. The original footage of it looked kind of like Pixar esque, looked sort of like The Incredibles,
which
but
is what this sort of looks like too.
And then they released that game as a game called Fuse.
And
they took all that awesome art out of it, and it ended up just being like the
completely
most white bread of like.
Yeah.
We don't want
it. Looked like low res Call of Duty men fighting monsters with no story. Yeah. Like, it just became such a watered down, like, uninteresting thing.
Yeah. What happened to Insomniac, by the way? I mean,
they just put out Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I mean, like, if that doesn't go over well, I mean, think about how many lame games they put out in a row. Like, literally since Ratchet and Clank burnt out, like, have they put out a game of any real interest?
I don't know. Because, I mean, other than Ratchet and Clank stuff, Fuse and now Sunset Overdrive.
They had that one game at PS3 launch too, but it was like literally just a boring like zombie killer.
Oh, that's right. They
did.
I completely forgot that they did three Resistance games.
Yeah. But again, it's easy to forget because it was like
everything.
Like Spyro the Dragon, memorable, very good platformer for its time, especially as far as 3Ds go. Ratchet and Clank, tons of fun until, of course, you know, they hit the burnout point on that, and then blah.
Ratchet and Resistance both are games that just totally escaped me by the sheer number of them that there ended up being.
There's a lot of Ratchet.
No,
I only played the first one.
Didn't they sell it after the third game, or did they keep producing it?
That was Spyro the Dragon. I'm pretty sure they hung on.
Well, I know they sold Spyro after game after Year of
the
Dragon.
Whoops. PS1 Spyro the Dragon game. They just kind of sold it.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
And that's why fucking Skylanders has it.
Skylanders, right?
Oh yeah. That's right.
I can't believe they sort of dropped that. I thought that was going to be their Sonic the Hedgehog of the franchise.
Oh, Spyro?
Spyro.
It doesn't matter.
They found out they didn't need him, man. They just needed enough toys.
They just make it a cute toy, and some toy is going to spend $12 on it.
Alternatively, it's funny because, like, when Naughty Dog sold Crash, they sold it at the perfect time. Because it just... that game died right after that.
Well, there was nothing else they could do
with
it.
Maybe they should have done something with it.
They sold it. They sold it to Sony.
Yeah, maybe Sony should have done something with it.
Put it in Sony Smash Brothers.
Oh,
yeah.
He could have been in that game, and I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, and then Naughty Dog made Jack and Dexter.
Yeah.
And then they made Uncharted. So, yeah. Like, Naughty Dog's actually had a pretty good... Yeah. They have a pretty damn good record. They're doing better than Insomniac is at this point, because they're up to, what, Uncharted 4 now?
Are they making another one?
It's coming out.
Yeah, next year, Uncharted 4, Thieves, and...
Say, if they don't make that, that's a lot of money.
So, yeah, everything in the, like, the trailer and the footage they put out of that game so far implies that Nathan Drake dies in this one.
Yeah.
So... There are either no more Uncharted games for a while, or it'll be some other new, fresh face.
Or he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Or it'll just be like Metal Gear 4, where they literally, like, cut to black and have a gunshot, and then then everything's totally fine.
Yeah. Sopranos.
Yeah, or either that, or they're just, or they're gonna or they're gonna go, you know, they're gonna say, we're done with this one, and we'll move on to another thing, and maybe they'll make another good game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Gabe, are you heading out for reals?
I am. I'm gonna peace out.
Bye, Gabe.
Got a few fist bumps out on his way out the door.
Bro.
Now we're fist bumping without him.
That's kind of the thing. No, wait. We'll get there.
No Big Hero 6 for me.
We saw it yesterday.
How was it?
I hear
it's
good.
Okay.
That's all I've heard.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's a big balloon
monster. I didn't
really
like the trailer for it, but I do.
The trailers are not as good as the movie.
Yeah, I don't think... Because I think they're just trying to, like, get children's attention with the trailers, because that's what they did with, like, Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Like, here's this balloon monster. Everybody should love it.
Guys, can we not say anything about Frozen at all?
Too late.
Because I'll tell you what. Working at Halloween City was a fucking nightmare. How many people came in?
Did you
have Elsa? And then the answer was none.
That's right,
we got none. We had no Elsa, and we had at least 15 to 20 people coming into the store to ask. That's not counting the people that called and said, "Hey, do you guys have Elsa costumes?" And then we said, "No, fuck you."
Did you start like a whiteboard tally or something?
Me.
How many little girls' hearts did you break by not having us the costume?
Probably about close to 1,000 by the end of the season.
Now that is sick as shit.
And the weirdest thing is, it's
cold-blooded.
A simple costume.
You can just make it.
It's a blue dress. And either
say,
like,
as a Halloween USA representative, Brian is telling you to...
If you don't have it...
No. The issue... That's not the issue, because I told people how... Like, go buy the material. They have it at Joanne Fabrics. And find a pattern, or make a pattern. It's not hard.
Or just buy a blue
dress. That's not the American way at all. And spend 5 minutes. Looking for
have
you ever? That was
what I did. Do you have a Joker costume? No. Go to the fucking Salvation Army.
Sweet Joker costume.
No. Go to. I just look at them and I go. Go to a thrift store. They have that.
They have
shit.
All kinds of weird clothes that you can put together into a pretty good costume.
Yeah.
And sometimes you find a real weird one.
And it, man.
DC winner t-shirt at the South.
Wait, was that a thing?
No, I'm just saying that's an example of the kind of
maybe that's something donated.
Somebody somewhere might find. Someone who doesn't know what that is.
Yep.
It's an ugly shirt.
Yeah, it is.
Remember that one time we played basketball?
Yes,
and yep.
I wish we were doing that right now. I wish we'd taken pictures of that.
Team Vegeta versus Team Goku.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah.
You were there?
A DBZ shirt.
Yeah, we dug through our closets and had just enough DBZ shirts to make two teams.
God.
Glorious. We were the coolest basketball kids around that day.
For no shit.
Everybody wanted to be on my team. We had winners, we had masters.
Now you see, my question is,
judges.
Where were the Twilight shirts that said... No, I'm not even going to finish that.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
That noise.
But thank you. Nobody here owns anything that stupid.
Well, yeah, because people in this room have
winners.
people in this place have some kind of brain, at least.
Mm.
We're mostly not women. I don't know. Lorraine ever was on team anyone.
I mean, I read the books around when they came out.
I read.
Did you regret it?
You did pick a side. You were a conscientious objector.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
They're both stupid.
I'm on Team Jeff.
The Switzerland of Twilight fans.
No, don't even make that, because that's a joke that she makes. She says she's...
Here it goes. Here it goes.
No.
You got it.
Look what you've done.
Damn it.
No, look what I've done. I regret saying anything about that. Fuck me.
Anyway.
This is why we don't have Brian on the podcast.
Borderlands.
Twice.
Things that aren't
Yeah,
Twilight.
Borderlands. I
bugs
say, what's
come
your
across?
Favorite, what's your favorite thing about it? Because if you like the, Like, the way it looks and some of the variety and, like, the quests and stuff. Like, if that's your favorite part of Borderlands, then I would suggest keep playing Borderlands.
Yeah.
And then don't play Destiny yet.
Yep.
But if you just like getting loot and shooting shit, and then you could play them interchangeably, basically.
I mean, the aesthetic of Borderlands is definitely fun. I like the class that I'm playing, which is the Siren from the first game, which is a lot like the Warlock as from watching Phil play Destiny. And I like numbers, and I get to use a submachine gun, and I found a really good legendary one that makes a lot of really big numbers happen really, really fast.
That's awesome. Every game that has numbers come out of dudes when you hit them is just more satisfying than the game that doesn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and then getting up at an appropriate rate.
And then, dude, getting purple drops and the elusive purple. Orange drop, that's my shit.
Yep. Triggered something deep inside you.
It's a more active MMO kind of style thing, and I really, really appreciate
Until you get a dated weapon, and you're like, oh, well, this is cool, but this...
Captain Fro with the bring down.
Sorry, that's what's wrong with the game.
Disenchanting legendary gear that you get.
I've been using a level 12 legendary item, and I'm at level 35. and my damage output is still really good, but that's because I spec'd into it.
Yeah, but you're going to...
that in Destiny.
Nope.
But you're going to cry real hard when you have to just throw it away because it's not worth a goddamn.
You'll be excited about the new legendary.
Yep. But it won't be a legendary. It'll just be some random
this
shit item.
Wow, so
as long as the numbers are better, who gives a shit?
And actually, the main reasons that I use the gun that I'm still using this gun is because it's incredibly stable. It has a zoom better than most sniper rifles in the game. And its damage output is better than most level 25 weapons. Mm-hmm. So I get consistent headshots holding the trigger down.
Proc really that cool. Crit, boy.
I had a lot of fun with... Actually, I played Borderlands 2 earlier, like a few months ago, or whatever, when it came out on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from all of the horrible game-breaking bugs that I ran into, because that port of the game is...
I was going to say Vita port.
No, it's because they were very sloppy. Had Iron Galaxy.
Yes, they're
they ported the it. Port. It was bad. There was one area specifically that you could not get past if you did not go like crawl slow.
It
crashed and
booted you out of the game
every single time.
In their defense, I feel like that's probably a larger. Obviously, there's kind of no excuse for putting out a broken game. Period. But I feel like that's more of a constraint of. Trying to put Unreal Engine on the Vita as opposed to just making a port of something. Because they've done almost all the Capcom fighting game ports. Like they did the Third Strike port to
Darkstalkers.
Yeah, Darkstalkers. And that stuff's all really solid.
Marvel vs. Capcom 1.
Yep. Yeah. So they have a good track record overall of porting old games to new systems.
I just don't feel like they put as much.
They probably were given a horrible time constraint, too.
Yeah, probably. It's usually what happens.
So I know they haven't patched all of it. There were some patches, and then they just kind of stopped.
That's the worst.
That I totally believe. I'm assuming that the contract was up. We had X number of hours of follow-up on this game, and now it's done. So
we are out.
I've got some very good, fun screenshots from Borderlands 2 of horrible glitches I ran into.
Yep.
Like, just the outlines, like, the full, square of a texture that's supposed to be transparent is just the air.
Oh, nice.
I've got quite a few of those. Some random things, which I think is just a Borderlands thing. Things are just, floating for no good reason.
Yeah, I've run into a few things where guys are stuck in walls halfway and they're not moving.
Yeah, that's
And when they, the gun is fully out of the wall and then they shoot and it hits the wall behind them.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I would see in a console version sometimes. I never hit any of, the hard crash bugs that you kept running into.
Borderlands has always been pretty janky from what I've heard. Both of the games, they're, glitches like that happen all the time.
I actually heard that, from what I've seen, it performs better on the PS3 than it did on the 360.
I have not played the first one, but I have played some of Borderlands 2 on the 360.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played all of Borderlands 1 on 360, and other than just kind of some
it
general
slows
scripting,
down
scripting
sometimes.
Weirdness and stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't have any, like I said, game-breaking bugs occur.
Yeah.
I played the shit out of that game. I played to every level cap as they kept increasing them from I don't remember where it started at, but I think it ended at 69 or something.
That's the good news about Destiny is even though it shipped with a not small number of bugs, they're going to keep patching it for a year or two
plan.
At least.
Yep.
And Destiny's really good.
10-year plan is actually including other games.
No, I know.
Gonna make
no, that's why. Yeah.
But yeah, they'll be patching.
They're putting the time into it because of the 10-year plan.
They got money tied up in it.
Yeah, they're very, very invested in it, and Activision wants their money's worth.
So one of their first major patches, they made it so that you couldn't cheese the boss of the game, which is great, but they did not fix the glitches that would make you unable to defeat the boss, which are rampant, and actually are now happening more often.
Right after the final boss of Borderlands 2, I was unable to actually turn in the last mission of the game because the guy had fallen on top of the object I had to pick up, and it was a known bug that if he fell on top of that, you could not turn it in.
Oh,
I had to leave and then come back in, and that involved like walking through like a whole long area beforehand, and it was the worst.
I would have liked it better if you just couldn't have won the game at all at that point.
Just quit.
He was just gone. His model had been removed when
Assassin's
I got back.
Creed in that way. It just wouldn't load the next mission, so it was just locked.
Which game was that?
Brotherhood.
Okay.
That's so funny.
It's probably the best one. That's a really sad game for that to happen in.
Right, so I've never beaten it. I didn't want to put the time into getting
start
back.
Start a new file.
It also reminds me of some old Nintendo games, like Twilight Princess. There was a way you could lock your game in the first version.
There was that whole bad Skyward Sword one where if you did like something endgame out of order, the game was unplayable.
Yeah, there's one of those too. But since Nintendo never supported patches, you could only fix it by sending your Nintendo
SD card or your Wii U into Nintendo.
That's insanely
and
bad.
They would manually
they patch your save.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
I know.
Yep. How much money
there
they
was.
Lost having
they
to
did
deal
make
with
an
that.
Actual
right.
It's
the
like
kind of, that's the kind of stuff
patch,
that finally
think,
made them.
For Skyward Sword.
I think you're right.
You know, it's exciting that they're
the modern age kicking
that's why
and screaming.
We have patches.
Yeah, now they're patching. Right. Smash is getting patches. Pokemon XY got patches.
Yeah. Yep. So. Mario Kart 8 or 7 had to get a patch because like the multiplayer, there was this one thing that you could just like jump over on a track and just skip like half of it.
Awesome.
And that was the first patch.
That's a Man 64.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Mario 64 right there.
No, it was 7.
No, I know, I'm saying, like, that's the kind of stuff you could do in Mario 64. Yeah, like, on Rainbow Road, it's like, I turn off right here, and then I land, and then I'm done with my first lap, basically.
Anyone who ever up for a good time, I would suggest you go to YouTube and watch F-Zero GX speedruns. They're amazing. That's crap like that nonstop. You're just flying through the level off
that's
course.
Awesome.
Just next lap.
Breaking the max speed.
Right.
Sort of glitching.
The thing about F-Zero, and I can't believe I know this, your car has a max speed or whatever, so if you hit the gas, it will set itself at that speed, even if you're going faster than that already.
That's
so
fun.
If you just don't press the button, you'll go faster.
That's awesome. That's really good. I love stuff like that.
I know,
that's
it's
my favorite.
Really funny.
That's amazing. Oh, that's awesome. Anything else, Brian? Not much? Hanging out, living life? Selling Halloween costumes to little girls.
Nope, none of that shit anymore. I'm tearing it down now. Shut it down.
Good
box
call.
It up. We're done.
Burn it up.
We're on our way out.
No more Halloween for anyone.
Fuck that.
Yep.
No Halloween, no Christmas. I'm done.
The holidays are over.
Going and hiding.
Can I get a Thor costume?
Fuck no.
The Thor costume.
How many of those did you sell?
I don't know, like two? They're shitty.
So they did exist.
Thor would look real weird.
They were real bad costumes.
Jacked. Yep,
I am not.
It's Halloween USA. I mean, like...
Yeah, no, all the costumes sucked. The only costume that I bought was a onesie of Mordecai from Regular Show.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It has a hood, too, with the beak, and it has a little tail on the back. So,
some warm jammies.
Huh?
Some warm jammies for
it. It doesn't have footies, though. That pissed me off.
That's
no
stupid.
Footies.
That's
it's
terrible.
Bunk.
Like
luckily, I got it for,
socks.
Like, almost nothing. So.
Remember the beard. Remember the beard. Fake beard.
As Brian's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have no idea.
I got Robert a fake beard for basically free, and then...
It was
what
nothing.
Does this look like? Is it like a Santa beard?
It's a big red beard.
I just needed some large beard that would stick to my face that I could trim up, and apparently in the one
like
season where you think that facial hair would be easy to find, well, no. A big fat fuck you. Not everybody has black hair, people, so it's kind of hard to use a stupid mustache and sideburns.
Bro, at the end of this month, you can buy someone else's beard that they trim.
Yep, I know,
November.
Yep,
that's what you should do.
You need to
I'm
be
pretty
making,
chill on that.
You need to be making Craigslist, Craigslist
right
posts
there.
Right now.
I mean,
one to buy
beard. You gotta lock it down.
I got Mine is coming along pretty good.
You see, you can buy Brian's beer.
I have no interest in such animal hair.
Buy my beer.
Buy my beer.
All buy my book. Buy my beard.
Oh, man. Anyway.
What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. I'll keep it brief. We did Yumacon stuff, like you said. We already talked about that. I've been in full card game mode.
Yeah.
When I haven't been playing physical card games, I played a little more Hearthstone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started playing the the Pokemon trading card game again, like the digital one. Yeah, just came out on iPad.
Fuck it,
let's do this.
I can do this from
my couch while like being comatose, just swiping away.
I should give you my account since I never use it.
And just trade me all your stuff.
Or I could do that. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that. I do use my
account. There you go. Say like. I'm giving everything. I'm getting one Magikarp.
Fuck that Magikarp.
Yeah, and that was my own personal like metagame when I booted up. I was just like trying to get like generate cards through trades. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, trade this to get two of
that
these.
Was fun.
Trade one of those for three more of these.
Did you play the NPCs to get the pack?
I did, but a little bit. I did the first tier. I did the first tier of it. Like I beat everyone in the base level one
championship.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not doing that shit.
I did all of them.
I got close.
I unlocked every star deck. I got a pack out of everyone.
Yep.
I think I pulled something good out of one of them.
That's serious, man.
I was really bored.
That's a big commitment.
When I started playing again this season, I had cards from Heart Gold, Soul Silver that were hard to get. And, like, if I had foil energies, I could trade them for, like, 8 packs.
Yeah.
They're out of virtual print.
Yeah.
So I got caught up pretty easily.
Yeah. And I've actually been having a lot of fun with it. Like, I haven't seen all the cards from the newer sets because I just haven't bothered to keep up.
Yeah.
It looks like... This looks like a more fun Pokemon TCG environment than when I was actually playing.
Yeah, when we actually played for a couple months, it was real bad.
I've told you this before, but when you play in person, it's actually less fun for me,
mm-hmm.
at least at a major tournament, because it's best 2 out of 3 with like a 45-minute time limit.
Right.
So every game goes to time, and every opponent will try to play the time.
Yeah.
So like the last tournament I went to, I won 4 games. I didn't lose any. And I had 3 timed games, and I didn't make top cut.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they put like a chess clock in it, because that's basically what the digital game has.
Yeah,
if they did that for real, where you just had like you divided that 45-minute round up into 15 minutes, like each. I don't know. It's just an idea. I could say.
I think that's a cool idea. I've never really
I'm
heard
all
of that.
Chess clocks.
Anything to make people play faster. I'm all for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You run out of time, you lose.
Yeah. I had an opponent who played so slowly that at the end of game one, she said, okay, so now game 3. And I was like, hold up,
I beat
you.
Oh, man.
And we argued about it for like 2 or 3 minutes.
I can't even remember what game
she
played.
Did not beat in a game.
It's like, you fucking slug.
Oh, my God.
I still don't know if she did that on purpose or not.
Sure. So, yeah.
Some high-level mastermind shit right there.
But, yeah, that's definitely fun to play digitally. Like I said, I don't need to go to the trouble of, like, trying to acquire cards or anything.
Yeah, you play some pretty good people online, too. Like, you're not going to constantly play against really, really well-built decks, but you'll see a little bit of everything. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been my experience so far.
It's a really good program. I've never played Hearthstone, so I can't really compare it, but I was always impressed by just how well everything worked for the most part.
The problem that I had with the Pokemon TCG Online thing was it always ramped up its frame rate on my computer. It jammed its frame rate up to
turn off,
like
all the animation.
I know, and I did that, but it would still push it up, and it was
it's just a little intense.
But it ran up to like almost 3,000 FPS for me.
What?
And it almost fried my processor.
It was literally on fire.
It was getting really fucking hot.
I noticed that a little bit. Actually,
really heated it up.
Whoa.
So
Charizard is heating it up.
Like, I was going to keep playing, but then it started to do that persistently, and I just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
I got it off my computer because I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I haven't had that happen on the iPad, really, but on PC, especially if I was plugged in, like if my computer's charging while I'm playing, it gets warmer than I would expect it to get.
Yeah. Well, I am sure it's optimized a little bit better for iPad because you can't really run shit unless it's
your iPod will never overheat.
Yeah, and it's set to, you know, it has to meet this, or it has to run within the parameters that are there, not attempt to make room for more parameters, because it also ended up taking up, like, every time that it would run, it would just jam in more virtual memory, and it would just basically just jam up, like, my computer would start to run like a slug, and
for sure.
It would, the game would almost freeze, like, for, like, 10 minutes.
Right. I never had that problem. My laptop isn't very good, mm-hmm. but it's
why. Who could say?
I don't know.
And as far as the other differences between the new versions, like, the iPad is just slightly downgraded in all the ways you might expect, like, mm-hmm. If you have the animations on, which I don't really, but they're just that's a little chunkier
than yeah.
would be on the computer. And it takes longer to stream in, like, card images. So, like, when you right. open a pack, it takes probably,
I mean,
like, 20 or 30% longer than it would on PC for okay. to actually PC surface all those pictures.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about it trying to blow up your computer.
Yeah, so... And, like I said, you can kind of just play it in prone state. Like, I'm just literally lounging on my couch, like, mm-hmm. head back, holding an iPad above my face.
I'll send out Galtalyx. All.
Yep. I'll trade so many Lysanders for... combinations of other cards.
How rampant is that card in the environment right now?
I am the only person who I've seen, like,
really?
Okay. run it in every deck, basically. Yeah, it's like, yeah. it seems like a rough, like, coin flip. Like, a 50-50, like, people okay. are playing it or not.
Just like Catcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also, but it's much better that it is a supporter now, just to...
Yeah, yeah. Know, that was always a silly card to have as
Catcher is a dumb card.
Item.
Gust of Wind was a dumb card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as a support, totally okay.
And it's kind of weird, and, like, because, like, the only thing I'm really playing on there is, like, Blastoise right now, because it was just, I had stuff to throw together.
That tech will always be...
Yep, never, not going away.
Yep, every set.
But it is a weird card to have in there with stuff like the, I think it's Random Receiver, the thing that peels a supporter from the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, sometimes hitting that when you hit. Want when you want a Juniper or whatever is real rough.
That's gotta suck.
So it's kind of like a Russian roulette kind of deal with that card.
Whoops!
Yeah.
I guess you're putting that Lugia EX up
yep.
there.
I don't have any energy, so...
I'm gonna die.
Uh-huh.
That's not cool.
Yeah,
sacrifices Keldeo.
Mm-hmm. And then other than that, like Lorraine said, the only thing we kind of really did was go see Big Hero 6, which is really good. Mm-hmm. People should go check it out. Man, did...
Interstellar comes out this week.
I want to see that, too. I was kind of picking between the two of them, but I knew that Big Hero 6 would be lighter weight. Like,
that's true.
I would just kind of like, be able to let it wash over me and have
not
fun.
Think about
yeah, exactly.
Like,
so I was like,
existence.
Yeah, exactly. This is the one I'm going with first.
Yeah, instead of having an existential crisis.
An early review from the Young Doug Spry over in Spain
oh boy.
Is saying that it's... just very messy and very sloppy and all over the place. But then again...
Can I say which one?
Interstellar, yeah.
Okay.
But everything Doug does is based on his physics knowledge, being a physics major, and
so
will often poo-poo on a lot of stuff.
Gravity, a year ago. Yeah, Gravity.
Gravity. Well, Gravity was just really, really, really good in a lot of ways. He had his bitches, but it didn't affect his enjoyment of the
movie. It was like Doug talking about... In the Avengers about the gamma map and everything like that.
Oh God, you guys
talking
should
about that.
You guys should
talk so much shit on
I
that.
I remember him talking about how Magneto's mutant power is physically impossible. Like, why is this a conversation anyone would be having?
Like, he was complaining about like random like physics stuff in Star Trek, and I don't mean like Star
Somebody
Trek 2, the movie
it.
When it came out, right? And it
yeah.
wasn't a matter of
like
talking about like light speed or something like that. It was like the ship was tilted or something. Something, and Kirk had to like run along like the wall or something, and all of a sudden like
that.
It shifted again, and he was like, "Well, that wouldn't work like that." It's like, who cares?
I like it.
They never shoot ahead of him; they're always shooting right at him, and then they miss. I mean, he just outruns this hail of bullets. Takes
what?
Me out of the movie every
you
time.
You shot where I was, and not where
exactly.
I was going to be.
Gotta lead him, man.
Great. Haven't they ever played an FPS?
Come
yep.
on.
Clearly not.
Indeed.
That's why Kirk was able to jump out that window into that helicopter.
Good stuff.
Are you sure you're talking about Captain Kirk? Are you sure you're not talking about James Bond?
Sure.
Sure.
The movie also had Sherlock in it, so why not? Let's just get everything in there.
You mean Doctor Strange?
I do mean Doctor Strange. I'm really excited for that movie
handsome.
Now. Mm-hmm. Boy's booming voice.
Let me rephrase that again.
That's right. I forgot that happened since
yeah,
the
Dr.
last
Strange.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they
used some
other
like,
they announced all the Marvel movies,
that, like,
right?
Yeah, that movie dump.
Movie dump 2014.
Two separate Avengers Infinity Gauntlet movies.
That's, the best
that's like the best thing that'll ever happen in my life.
I wonder if moviedump.com is registered. I bet it is.
You probably don't want to look for it either.
Well, here I go.
Lorraine is doing my work.
We're racing here.
We're in a race.
It's going to be like Mr. Skin for like shit scenes and be like, oh! Alright. Well... Don't go to movie.
I'm doing it, baby. Now you see, I'm going to moviedump.org, which is actually a vampire movie site.
Probably much better.
So what happened to yours? Fecal matter?
A lot of butts.
A lot of naked ladies.
Yeah.
Actually, I lied. It's just some shitty blog.
It wasn't up that long, but it looked like a pretty vanilla porn site.
Wait.
A fecal porn site?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm heading there. Ooh, moviedump.net. Let's see what's going on here.
I can't believe this conversation didn't register all those.
There is a lot of gore, but it's also... Okay. We got a really shitty banner. We got a film. Yeah. But we got like a roll of film with like blood and guts all over it, and then like a meat cleaver and a chainsaw.
This looks like a and then there's toilet paper too. MySpace site.
True.
They pulled it off of GeoCities before it went down to host it personally.
Like that Space Jam website.
This guy is an idiot.
Go figure.
You're an idiot.
Wow.
Crushed.
Man.
That was a nice little detour.
That's an idiotic thing I should write. It's just like kind of like the Xbox Live tag generator where it just like smashes two words together.
Mm-hmm.
Like just that, but it makes it a URL. It just searches for it for you.
The Russian roulette of the internet.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Meatspin.com.
Cubicle Games podcast does not endorse moviedump.com.
No. What about that
or? And then, no, none
dot
of them.
.net, dot .org, dot .gov, none of them.
.gov.
.biz.
.club.
.no.
.mug.
.co.
.republican.
.ru.
I'm surprised .gop isn't an extension.
Ah. Someday.
Yeah. We're on our way.
We'll get there. Anyway.
So the election.
I think we probably shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Nobody here wants to talk about that. I don't even want to talk about
it. The takeaway from it is that...
We're dumb.
Young people don't vote in midterm elections, and they never will.
Yeah.
End of story.
Kind of remains to be seen whether they do vote in general.
They will.
I'm not completely unconvinced that, like, Obama levels of excitement
unless Elizabeth Warren runs, we'll probably never see
as opposed to a trend. So I guess we'll find out.
Wait a couple years. And
yeah, exactly. We'll see. Hillary versus some white guy.
Yeah, some old white dude.
Yep.
Some old honky.
Or some really crazy white woman.
Two really crazy women.
Terry Lynn Land lost.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's true.
That would be so great. Watching Hillary, well-known bitch versus Palin or Bachman. I think I would. I might just have headset on the whole time. I can't listen to those people talk.
It's always fun for a
ladies.
Laugh.
Just talk like ladies, please. Don't screen talk. It doesn't make you more manly.
I don't.
What are you talking?
I'm not even
about?
Sure. What's going
on. I was going to try to address that comment, but man, I'm not even going to.
Moving
the next
on.
Topic.
Okay. Do you guys want to talk about? Do you want to throw in a chunk of DBZ card stuff?
I could definitely talk about the metagame for 10 minutes or so.
Nope.
Or anything else anyone wants to talk about.
Yeah, I mean...
Phil, I'll let you start.
We're all here.
With an info dump. This is the section in my market. We're like an hour 20 in. Go point ache to this... to this timestamp. It's like, listen up.
If you don't like anime card games or our voices, this is a good time to get out.
Definitely. Yep. Although, why are you even here if that's the case?
Like Phil said, Phil, you can lead us off, but come back in about... 15 or 20 minutes, and then we'll wrap up with news.
We played a couple locals recently.
Yep,
I didn't even necessarily learn a ton from them, except a lot of people use Namekian rightfully, and it's really good.
That's really dumb.
It's kind of dumb. We've all had long discussions about the design philosophy.
But they're not on the internet
behind
yet.
It. Some of them are.
Well, no, ours aren't.
Okay.
So let's put them on the internet.
Not post them.
All right.
Whatever. So, I don't even think... See, that's a thing that
I wasn't just going to tear into Namekian. I was just going to talk about the metagame in general.
There are a few things primarily wrong, but it's not just Namekian.
I'm just saying, I don't even think there are, like, secret decks. Like, the set is so small that you're talking, like, a margin of, like, five-ish cards, probably, between, people who know what they're talking about.
To Namekian sometimes anyway, because It's such a draw.
It's just such a bad card design.
And bad card design.
If you can't fight it, you can't beat it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you, Phil, you can start. What are your general opinions about where things are right now?
The game has kind of devolved into Namekian Anger decks that have a couple of different viable builds.
Poorly built Namekian
Anger. They usually win by anger, however they are built. But a lot of times they're triple victory or pure anger or whatever. And decks that counter those. And a lot of those are Blue Ginyu is the number one. Blue Ginyu is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Ginyu is trending, basically, on the internet right now.
There's a smattering of
there's no proof it can actually
there. And then, yeah, blue and black Krillin can kind of do things, too. And that's pretty much the entirety of
it. Anything else is just going to lose really badly to one of those two decks.
Right.
Yeah.
The rare black Ginyu.
Do not have matchup advantages against blue or Namekian, which means they're completely unviable.
Right.
Black is really cool. I think Black Krillin and Black Ginyu are the only viable black decks, and they don't...
Yeah, totally.
They don't have great matchups against either of them. They do better against blue, I think. But they don't necessarily beat the Namekian, so it's kind of a coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Orange can probably like handle the other two, but it can't beat Namekian at all, really.
And it has a lot of problems with Namekian.
Yeah.
So if you're Orange, you better be confident you're going to play against a bunch of blue decks, in which case, why aren't you just running a black deck?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, especially, like... I mean, Orange can do well if you can draw a fucking nuts hand and just tear down the boards turn one. Then you're fine, but at the same time, why aren't you playing blue or black?
Right, because especially black in that situation can do the same thing, but...
Control hand a little bit.
Yeah, it's got
and then get
outs.
Then tear out a few cards with scout maneuvers and searching techniques to just shut it down.
And when you play the game and see the metagame evolve, it really shows that the game was designed by six or five different people
who were in different places
and they
and
didn't
not
necessarily communicate a whole lot.
Well, yeah, it was like the thing we said. Basically, there's no holistic representation of what the game was going to be in playtesting.
Right, exactly.
Like, people sat down and made like a single like dedicated like archetype. Basically,
20% of the game is mine. You go make your 20%.
Pretty
and we'll
much.
Put it all in a package and release it.
Yep. Yeah. Like Sand and Red seemed like they were off doing their own thing, and then you show up to Blue, Orange, and Namekian, where they can be a lot more defensive by nature, and just you can't touch them really.
Black, I think, might be the only style I feel cohesively like fits into the rest of the game.
That's because it's meant to.
Out as being kind
of
weird,
and because that's partly because it's the techier of the
the
style, so it was made to have some natural tech based on what other things did.
And the designers just had a different idea of what strength they wanted the game to be at, like set one.
Yeah.
There was a lot of inconsistency in design philosophy, and that shows with.
That's why you have cards like Black Power Up that are awesome, and cards like Orange Escape, which is just objectively a million times worse than Black Power Up.
Yeah, Black Power Up is advantageous in every way, and Orange Escape, it can
it's
be good, but it's not...
A lot of times it'll sit there and do nothing.
Yep, it's a bit of a waste half the time.
And like that stuff is okay when it's on lower levels of cards. Like when if it's on just kind of like middle range powered cards, it kind of doesn't matter if there's one that's just way shittier
even
than the other one.
Comparing like Blue Trap Strike to say an Elbow Drop or anything else that stays on the table to be used twice, like, that's not a huge deal that they're all.
And I would say that those actually are like a really well built trade off between two similar cards. Like say the same card doesn't give anger by itself. Like obviously you get some with the mastery.
Mm-hmm. Red Shattering
and
Leaf.
It costs something even though you can use it twice automatically.
Shattering Leaf is on but it's not
banished. Yeah, like things like that. And
the Black Power Up's like one of the best cards in the game.
Yeah,
it's
well,
noxious.
And the thing is, it's not even necessarily viable right now because of Nappa being
a whole
other
conversation.
Yeah,
we can talk about that too.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's your deck building and the deck you play depends on the environment that you're in, and it's hard to dictate if you're gonna be playing against more Namekian Anger. Or against more varieties of Ginyu.
The personalities are so unbalanced.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, because it's like... I mean, Piccolo's good just because he has a cheap energy attack that rejuvenates, which makes him inherently good.
And his level 2 is amazing.
And his level 2 is
very useful
insanely,
powers.
Like, insanely good. And then you have Ginyu, who has an unbelievable effect that is a secondary like effect, and then the hit effect makes it even better.
Right.
Compare
and
that to Goku.
Two attacks on the first two levels. Again, that runs along lines of these things a lot.
But that aside, like
Goku, you have to discard a card from right,
and it's
on
a hit
effect.
Yeah.
And it does less damage.
It doesn't even do much damage.
Yeah, that's the because like when I like I said, basically looking at parts of the card set before the like the whole list was released or whatever, a general trend that for the most part they stayed within the lines of compared to like how the old game was made is that raw card advantage is decreased in more game, which I think
that's
a good thing.
True, and it's definitely a good thing.
And then there are outliers. The biggest one in the entire set by a landslide being Captain Ginyu, having a single attack like on a personality is pretty good. Like just having a bullet, like a thing that you can always throw for some damage every turn is pretty good.
Krillin.
Captain Ginyu has that, so that's kind of card advantage by itself. Mm. And also that card gives you another card.
Unstoppable.
And it's not a random draw. Like you don't just draw a card. He gives you one of the most usable cards in the deck that you're running.
Uh-huh.
Guaranteed.
Right, that can be used every single turn unless it is addressed by other players. And the game is the game is so weird with it's like the access that certain styles have to different kinds of control. Like, Namekian just has no answer for drills. Not one.
Yep.
There's no way to discard a drill in Namekian.
There's one, but it's not worth
it. Namekian, what's the name of that card? Not cavalry.
Fucking...
It's shuffle a ball into play to remove...
It's a banish, an ally, or a drill.
There's also one card, I don't remember what it does, but when it's shuffled back in, it discards... Oh, no, wait, no. That search is a drill.
But
also very
one.
Useless.
It has the conditional you have to shuffle the ball.
Sure. Okay.
But then you compare that to, like, Frieza, who's hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
He does nothing.
Frieza does nothing.
Yeah, Frieza's...
And it's not like his upper levels are any better.
No, yeah. Trunks is...
Their entire styles with no anger tech at all.
Every style has, enormous holes, pretty much.
Orange has...
Doesn't all end up balancing
none, right?
Out.
If Kunk were here, he'd be talking about the power or the utility of how good the color wheel is, where each style can have strengths and weaknesses built in. But it's not like
that
styles have
okay.
weaknesses. Things are just incapable of dealing with things.
It should be about having a slate of options to deal with the core mechanics of the game, and then you kind of would tailor a build of a given style to how well you want to balance it or focus it against a given matchup.
Yeah, wrap it around the meta.
I can never build a red deck to beat a Namekian deck consistently.
Right.
No.
Ever.
Yeah.
Same thing with Saiyan, except it kind of applies to just all styles.
Yeah, no.
You better probably not be running blue or maybe black.
Yeah, Saiyan and red, they don't have options to face Namekian or black or even orange. They lack options in general, and they're very straightforward.
Red can beat orange.
You can play red and sure it'll beat orange, but then it's going to lose to Namekian and black and blue Ginyu.
All of the best decks.
Yeah, so if you're playing any orange, you might lose to a red deck if it's there, but odds of it being there are low.
Sure, and then going back to essentially the thing that set of things that Captain Ginyu can do kind of just makes him
he's easily
a better option than
aggressive personality, and he's the best for consistency.
Sure,
mm-hmm. you wouldn't even choose someone else to try to have a high variance possibility of going off and going crazy turn one. Ginyu's still the best at that, on top of automatically being pretty good all the time.
And a strong power base.
Flexible,
and
you can go into pretty much any style.
Yep. Yeah, and he fits in all four styles. He might be the best deck in all four styles he can use.
Probably. Yeah. Because the other contenders, like you said, I don't think Black Krillin or Blue Krillin stand up to Captain Ginyu.
Right.
No.
Especially
Blue Krillin. That deck just has a hard time doing damage, basically.
Yeah.
And then... then if you're playing Orange Beatdown to any capacity, it's going to begin you.
With Orange Goku, I still feel could represent Orange adequately.
Is it does worse against Namekian.
Yeah, I'll say divorced from the metagame, I agree with you, but with the other decks that you could be playing against,
for sure.
The idea that you can just tutor out very first combat, if you initiate first thing you do, something to turn off their cards that are in play.
Or a damage modifier, or a big attack,
or
a
whatever
block.
Your options are limitless.
Rakuma, if you think you can go infinite.
But if they do nothing for a couple turns, lay down their board, and get a bunch of setups down, you just go grab Nappa, then it's done. They have to go out of their way to try and do an obnoxious amount of damage.
And then comes overpowering attack, which is another absurd
that
card.
That card is wild.
It's better than any card Asyle has for allies.
It's better.
It's better than the blue ally energy.
Even if you're not using it for a fucking ally, it's still better than most energy attacks.
Right.
It's 2 for 5.
The weirdest part of that card to me is that it does above average damage and also tutors cards.
Secondary.
Either power and it gives them extra stages.
Yep.
And it's a secondary.
So
where would we be without devastating? Blow, like what would this metagame be?
Right? It'd all be Namekian.
Because it is the only card that helps against Namekian.
It would only be Namekian. Namekian and black, and black wouldn't even do that well.
Nope.
Man. Yep.
And so that's where we sit. Or blue might still be Namekian.
The other part of this coin, like the other part that basically, like, even if the environment were that, it would be better than where we're at now. Like if it was just a bunch of versions of Ginyu, like at least there would be 4 versions of Ginyu. Like,
yeah. True.
With,
I don't know, red's still
with
pretty
Namekian
bad.
With Namekian where it is, it basically takes most of those off the table.
Right. Orange and red Ginyu are not viable, basically.
Yeah.
Orange is okay, but like I said, it maybe does a little better against blue than black. I'm not convinced of that, but it definitely does worse than that.
It's a very good combat deck.
Like my,
that's not what the game's about right now.
My weird orange variant, Orange Piccolo Control Mill, Stasis Mill, rather.
Those are some words.
It does different, and it actually does okay against Namekian. It's about 50%. But that's what I've done against people at locals.
When we tested it here, it didn't feel like it was that close.
Yeah. It's the thing is, like, comparing it to the decks that are played at locals, it does fine. But against optimized decks at the highest level, it's probably going to suffer pretty bad.
Right.
I wouldn't play it at a high competitive tournament. I would either play I'd probably play Blue Ginyu or Piccolo Namekian.
At least there are, like, 2 completely different builds of Blue Ginyu.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cool.
Yeah.
And like, 1.5 builds of Black Ginyu.
I personally think there's only 1 really playable version of Blue Ginyu, but that's in my heart.
Which one is it?
Yeah. It's No Setups Energy Beats. It's the version that Adam built.
You need to be as aggressive as possible.
Of that deck.
No. This is, I was talking about this earlier, too.
Ryan's build is more likely to just do bonkers damage turn 1 or 2.
Yep.
But mid to late game, it suffers.
It's going to call his pants down on occasion.
Yeah.
I just don't think it wins, like, against the other good decks. I don't think it wins the Mirror, and I don't think it wins against Namekian, like, relative to the other one.
Yeah.
Just having, like, a...
Yeah, against, like, if Kyle and Brian's Ginyu decks played, Kyle would be able to keep Nap and play all game, and that would be it, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Unless I nailed the blue Betrayal.
If I hit a blue Betrayal, then
it would remove him, and it would do absurd damage.
Yeah. And so here's where we're, like, here's... As far as... You guys can correct me if you think... If you feel differently, but here's how I feel about, like, how solvable these problems are. Like, I think Ginyu can be solvable just as an expansion of the card base.
Yeah.
Just if we just get more better cards that can kind of destroy allies.
Better level 1 personalities.
Yeah, and some better level 1 personalities kind of just, like, bring the playing field up in general. Like, that problem will kind of solve itself just as more cards get released. Mm. Namekian is, like, a systemic issue.
How do you fix that?
Yeah, well, and not just that, but the Dragon Ball clause and all the cards that shuffle Dragon Balls you control back into your deck, that just makes it so that Dragon Ball decks are completely unviable unless they're Namekian and no one else is
playing. It literally has a victory condition to itself.
Yeah.
Alongside being, like, the best anger option and the most one survivable deck in the environment, essentially.
Yep.
Like, even more so than blue.
Yep. All right, round the horn. What would you do?
To change Namekian?
Yeah, as simple as possible.
I would definitely have it be like saying, like, I wouldn't have it win by anger, and then I would have to playtest more to see kind of how the environment would shake out. I think it would still be totally viable. It would be like a slower, weirder, just like stranger deck.
Yeah.
You'd have to...
It'd be more ball reliant and ball, like, cyclical.
Yeah, you would...
Which I think is the way it was designed.
It'd be ball beats.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, it would still be really good. Like, you'd still be basically every action, you're kind of, like, getting some cards back.
It'd be like old red blaze.
That would make up for the fact that, like, kind of in the void, it doesn't have as many, like, just generally raw, like, this card is amazing cards. But when you take the sum total of how the mastery works with, like, a handful of other cards, that you could put into the deck
over
to complement it.
Certain things need to be removed that aren't.
Yeah,
like that's
hybrid defense,
onslaught. Like, those are cards that just should not be.
But especially
still in after you use it.
I'm on the opposite side that you are about it.
And they definitely need to do something about the way the ball defense mechanic in the mastery works. Like, whether or not it's add life cards necessary.
And again, that's kind of a
bad card.
That's another, yeah. Like, it sucks that it's in there, and I would have never put that as a clause on that card if it were my decision.
To do with why it's so
but that is technically, like, another solvable, just, like, oh, with yeah, expanding yeah. the card base. Like, yeah, just make a bunch of playable cards,
yeah.
cards that can steal Dragon Balls raw.
Yeah, make it
Earth Ball. I don't know if they go out of their way to make those.
Gotta say, there's one in the set, and Blue has it.
And it
doesn't do anything else.
And it's a setup, so it's terrible.
It's got some endurance. But if you took away the MPPV on Namekian, you'd have also
like
fix
it literally
Gohan.
Doesn't make sense. Like I'm,
yeah, you wouldn't
need
to
still
anymore.
Go infinite.
I don't
yeah,
mean
but
to
he
say
would
that
to get there.
The folks who play tested this game can't do math, but you guys kind of can't do math. Like if you lay the Saiyan Mastery out in front of you, and you lay the Namekian yeah. Mastery out in front of you, and you spread all the cards for each of those styles out next to those masteries. You can tell that they have either equivalent amounts of anger gain based on the Mastery's power, or Namekian has greater
say,
anger
yeah.
gain.
Namekian has greater.
And
it's
Namekian is more
better.
Survivable because it actually uh-huh. gains cards back every single time you're getting the anger.
Right.
And it can get
yeah,
cards back.
It
gets cards back and anger advantage on defense as well as attack. So you can totally play
it
like
a ton
the,
more passive
yeah.
anger.
The completely yep. passive version of that deck.
Which
you
is a
get,
horrible
you
thing.
You can
to
get anger while you're out of combat like you can in Saiyan. You can get anger while blocking like
yeah,
which you
can
can't
just
do Saiyan, and you can get anger
passively from but, random other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like every card in your deck is going to give you anger, whether you want it to or not, pretty much.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
makes literally no sense that Namekian can win by anger and Saiyan cannot.
Can I know that the design philosophy was, well, it won't have that much spiky anger, so it'll be okay. But it does have that much spike anger, because it can right throw for 3 anger, or power punch or Piccolo's weighted clothing for 2 anger.
Or
now,
just
it
tutor a
ball
for 2.
Which always gives it 2 anger.
And Phil and I tested the game earlier, and he was using Piccolo and Namekian, and he gained, I think it was 12 anger in a turn, maybe?
It was a big number.
It was, and 12 anger in one combat. One combat, 12 anger, yeah. And it like
it's
he jumped from.
And I played conservatively.
Yeah, and he wasn't, and he didn't do ridiculous combo stuff that he could have done.
In the last
he played
tournament,
defensively.
I lost.
There were no planned attacks or anything in that turn.
I lost a game where, despite him entering on me with nothing but attacks, I was able to completely defend myself from 6 attacks, and despite all that work I did, all the resources I expended. He still gained 9 anger and won the game.
Yep.
And that's absurd.
It's unbalanced.
Like, I mean, that's just not okay that, you know, when you do that, stop that much, prevent that much damage, that you're still punished on that high level.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, coming back to, like, what I would change, like I said, that would be, like, change 1, and then you'd have to see how the environment shakes out with that change mm-hmm. made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like Namekian would kind of fuck up the environment
it
a little
might.
Bit for certain types of decks. Like, I feel like even if you make that change, it kind of, that deck... existing, like, just the way all those cards synergize
it's
kind of makes
really
physical
good.
Beats unviable.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
in general.
It's just,
you
can't
like,
you still get killed
by yeah.
stages of damage.
Right. So, I mean, that's still fucked up. I'm not sure how you solve that problem,
right.
other
yeah.
than, like, making bigger physical attacks, which doesn't sound like a great idea.
One change that I thought about, and I know I actually talked to one of the designers about, was to change it to either have Namekian only give you anger during your rejuve step, or never give you anger during the rejuve step. One
those would
things.
Both be decent ideas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now the problem is it gives you both.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's
easier solution is just, and especially for the community to remember, is just no most powerful personality victory for it.
Yeah.
But,
and
that was still a problem. So
right,
it's just
yeah.
getting to level 4 really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say, like,
but I mean,
so those are the 2 options that are left on the table if you take away anger victory, actually. Are like,
right.
you get so many raw stages just by leveling up so easily that it kind of makes physicals inviable.
Especially
and all the higher levels of every personality are really good, so just
right.
being able to get there faster and more consistently than other decks gives you a pretty serious advantage.
Piccolo 4 is pretty sweet.
And it's not like any other deck is really fast.
Gohan
right
4 can still go infinite.
Right. Right.
Well,
then,
right.
You
well,
guys
like,
wouldn't win.
Right
under the assumption
Red would be
fixed.
Saiyan and Red would be in there as far as just like gaining raw levels.
Mm.
So like that, it would make it more interesting. I can't say that I know for sure what would happen.
Right.
If you like address the anger problem, like I would love to see it though, because like as things stand right now, it's not awesome.
Well, I mean, even if you address the anger problem, you're still dealing with the issue of Namekian plays ball 5, your ball 5 hits the discard pile and is removed, and then they shuffle their ball 5 into their deck, or they don't play another Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
So a Dragon...
You still just can't have a reliable
yeah.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
right?
Dragon Ball decks are literally
impossible.
They can't be viable in this game because of that mastery. Like, the only solution I can
you
see is they release another mastery and they
mastery.
Ban this mastery.
Or they change... Or whatever mastery just says there's no more Dragon Ball rule and you can just always play your own.
Yeah,
that'd be funny.
Yeah, that that would be the only other change, and it's like sure. That's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and like I said, I still that part I'm not too worried about because I do feel like that can be fleshed out with new releases. And in fact, if they go back to the old game where they release like a second set of Dragon Balls and they can be played interchangeably,
yeah,
that would help a lot. Also,
Dragon Ball Next would be like GT focused, where Dragon Ball Next just chose the bad set. And
you're right.
Have to compete with Bulber Balls for them.
Yep. Yeah, just play your cracked balls and call it a day.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, at that point, since it's the objective, you're not so much worried about the powers. It'd be alright, but... It's like whenever I played a ball deck in Old Z, I played Dende Balls, because people didn't usually play Dende Balls.
Right.
Didn't have Dende Fade.
Nobody read...
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
It was only Huh.
Man, how good would a Fades be in this game? It would make so little sense. Just removing 10% of your deck. Just arbitrarily. Oh, that'd be don't do that.
that would actually be... Like, that would really, really fuck Namekian up.
I'd be okay with a Huh.
Yeah, I would. That would be fine.
Yeah. Sensei deck card. You can just put it out there.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I hope they don't bring Sensei decks back.
Yeah,
I don't think they're needed.
I don't think they're
not right now.
No,
at least a couple sets.
The way that
I don't like them. Just
sideboards in general just don't seem like they need to be there.
No.
Yeah.
If you want to run a bunch of tech in your deck, you have to put the tech in your deck.
Customize it properly. Don't put a lot of stupid conditions like it was before, and just let people build decks. Let skills show up.
Side decks are not best of for me. Want to deal with it.
Yeah, and also, I think the community consensus at this point is that best of three is probably never going to happen for the most part.
Just don't
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
They're definitely still locals trying to do two of three.
Too much time.
And they're taking 10 hours for five
rounds.
All
of our locals have a game or two go to time, just best of one.
Yeah, yep.
Every round. And that's normal. That's what I expect.
That's Dragon Ball Z?
It's a thinking game. Yep. Except when you get blown up by Ginyu.
Yep. Or
your opponent
goes out like this.
Your opponent wins in six turns without declaring
sure.
combat.
Sure, like I said, that's another thing that I'll be interested to see evolve if they, like, either if they change stuff or as they add new cards. Like, I wonder if it'll be more any more, like, play-focused, like, making correct decisions during the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if that will increase, like, your relative win rate higher than I feel like it does now. Because I feel like 90%
right
of this game currently is deck building.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Like, it's the vast majority of whether you're going to win a game or not is how well you built the thing.
Not
necessarily
not
how well
running,
you play it.
Especially if you're not running Ginyu, because that's the only deck where it did, like, tutor a lot and manage resources.
A little bit.
Sure.
Pretty much everything else just plays whatever.
How well did you put this together?
Exactly, yeah.
Remembering triggers... Stuff like that is a big thing.
Yeah, basic things.
Like, just, I was going to say, you have to be aware of the game state, and that makes a big difference, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of people seem to be lacking in that regard. They just, they're not paying attention to the things that go on, because I've had opponents that, when I use Orange Destruction to make them mill, they'll mill a ball, and then they'll take another card for
really
it. I don't say anything to them because because I'm getting a benefit out of it.
Orange Tidy Drill reduces the damage on Destructo Disc.
Yep.
Gotta know these things.
Boom.
Yep.
And Gallic Gun.
And Gallic Gun. It doesn't prevent, it reduces. So.
No crits for Gallic Gun.
Wait until they release Trunks level 1 high tech, and then it caps.
Poor Trunks.
Yeah.
He's got one of my favorite named cards, but...
Yeah, Trunks Sword Slash is so cool.
Like we were just talking about pain advantage.
Yeah, they did a really good job of mucking up those levels. Like, there are two good levels, and they're sandwiched between two bad levels.
They come after his two bad levels.
I like his level 2.
You like it more than his level 4?
No, but I'm just saying it's worse than the 3.
I don't like it more than his level 4, but I almost like it as much, actually. Like, relative to where it falls in the game, like... Relative to when you can use it.
It feels good when you do it.
Yeah. Like, still being able to just at least even look at your opponent's hand in turn and kind of assign, like, generally their cards is a pretty big deal.
Just knowing what they have.
Yeah.
Do it in black, and then black swirl them. All you have to do is gain two levels in black.
Double shut down every turn. That's good stuff. So, yeah, that's our... Anyone else have anything to add? Probably not.
We're harping on it. Pretty bad for being a set 1.
It's still pretty good.
Compared to any other game set 1, it is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
It's still
for
better
it.
Than Reezy was.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously,
better than Reezy set
say, without saying, it's kind of still better than the original game was the first couple
just
sets.
A mess of cards that didn't even make sense.
And to be fair, you know, like, in spite of there being two dominant decks, other decks have succeeded marginally, mind you, but they have succeeded. Like, with a good pilot behind it, they do okay. I've seen Black Krillin do all right.
Orange is just about anything.
Yeah,
squeaking
like my Piccolo there. Orange made top cut one time. And then just miscellaneous other decks like that have done fairly well.
Saiyan cut at anything.
Not
much red.
Either. It hasn't gotten Saiyan and red. They lack red troll aspect.
They lack
red needs a new mastery.
Control of themselves. That's all it really is.
The Saiyan mastery could be good if it gets enough stuff to work with it.
Biggest problem I think is just it doesn't have an MP.
Yeah, that's a big thing too because the Goku doesn't give enough. Trunks is the best, frankly.
Right.
And he doesn't even
get all that much better attacks, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, I still think the Saiyan deck is fun.
Yeah,
like,
it's a fun deck, that's
and
for sure.
Trunks is, right now, kind of, Trunks is the only playable Saiyan character, just because all the, like, the handful of amazing Saiyan cards that they're all depend on you being higher than them, and Trunks is the only person who can be
Vegeta
that.
Vegeta's not very strong.
Yep.
And Vegeta's anger.
And then Gohan, it sucks for the deck, too.
Gohan's garbage in Saiyan.
Yeah,
Gohan's garbage
every other
and
style.
All,
yeah.
And even in Namekian.
And if they change Gohan level 4, he'll just be garbage, period.
Yeah, he'll be unplayable and everything.
And not that they should. It won't matter. He's Gohan. He's going to be in every fucking set. So
that's
there will be like a million chances to get good Gohan personalities.
Yep.
It'll happen sooner or later.
Awesome.
But I am kind of afraid to see what they either do or don't do with where this game's going, because it just to kind of bring it back into balance with the way Namekian is now, you either have to up the game speed dramatically or I don't know what. It's not going to be easy to fix.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope
they nerf it.
Turn up
exactly. My idea would be like, let's get that CRD out and start cutting stuff down, because
right.
I agree with you. I don't think bringing the general power of everything up higher to try to compensate
that's
is a good idea.
And
I don't
like hard counters either.
But,
no.
Yeah,
those
I mean,
are the only two ways to deal with Namekian right now.
I was going
to
say, like,
heart disease or dying planet would do it.
Yeah.
I'd be around with dying planet coming back.
I love dying planet. That's because I love red Pui Pui.
Make dying planet and make it a drill.
It'd be cool.
Or an ally.
Or a constant ally, yeah.
Or like Goku's heart disease, like an attached card.
Yeah.
Just
when they crit, it goes away.
Don't say that. I don't want to hear things about attached cards.
Okay.
Or Battlegrounds, or
cards.
Sensei X.
They're already attached cards,
I know,
so get over
I'm
it.
I'm not a fan of them.
Does Bulma count as attaching cards?
Sort of.
It catches your opponent's card.
I like the way Bulma
Like Capture, Vegeta's, Vegeta's Anger there, too.
None of the viable decks are hero and use allies, so
yeah.
Black Krillin's the closest.
Even
it works as a throw-in in decks.
In what decks?
I don't know.
Can you?
Some hero deck.
Piccolo Namekian?
Nope. Put it in Black Krillin and just have
that's it.
Overpowering
that's the
attack.
One, that's the one hero deck that isn't Namekian. It's viable.
Froze Dancing. Alright, well
dancing.
That, cool. I think that wraps up probably our DBZ thoughts for now. We'll still sprinkle that stuff in.
It'll be back.
We definitely.
I could have a 2-hour podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like I said, at some point, I think we'll do that, like, inevitably when there are bigger tournaments or whatever.
Yeah,
we'll have, like,
sure.
A separate DBZ only thing.
Lorraine, you don't
Chippy
have to
said,
be in it.
At Gen Con, Chippy said he'd want to be on at some point.
That'd be sweet.
He's
I would love that,
Chippy. Supposedly related to the new game, but he's still a cool dude.
That might
well,
be
I mean,
a mess.
Chippy was Chippy was a designer for in GT, right? Or
probably.
Was he also? He was for GT. I know that.
I think he was a designer before that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say
he
was a kid boo, wasn't
like
he?
Frieza. Or
yeah,
something
for sure.
Oh, okay. So then,
yeah,
he has a lot of insight and like creative insight and stuff like that, and he can really give good commentary then. And the thing is, like, I know for a fact talking to him that he had some really good thoughts and put together some really good shit for the game. So.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear what he has to say on the topic of like the design of these styles and how it all plays out.
Yep, good stuff. All right, cool. Well, that'll do it for our DBZ chunk of the week.
Hi, Max.
I'm going to run down some of this new stuff real quick.
News!
And then read off some new releases. And we'll
new
wrap
releases!
This thing up.
Majora's Mask 3D!
Majora's
Mask! It's pretty... I put it near the bottom of the list because I think these were mostly chronological order. But,
sorry, that was my hype
well,
out for the week.
We're jumping to Majora's Mask now. We'll do it out of order. Who gives a shit? So yeah.
Fuck it.
There was Nintendo Directs, I think a couple days ago or something.
I don't remember when.
Recently, there was Nintendo Directs, and Majora's Mask is getting a remake, Arena of Time style, coming
to
3DS.
It's not even that big of a deal. I mean,
people
are
shitting
really
their pants.
Surprised. It's just, I really like that game.
But and people are really shitting their pants.
It's a cool, weird entry in the Zelda series, and it's neat that they're not letting it die.
Yeah.
Like, Ocarina of Time was, like, The most obvious thing you could do was remake that game.
Yeah.
But Majora's Mask, not necessarily so much.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like that.
It's kind of like a Zelda 2 style thing where you could see them just ignoring it for the rest of time onward. Like, we're just never going to acknowledge that this thing existed because it's so much weirder than the other entries in this series.
The one thing that I've heard is that they're going to make it, quote-unquote, more accessible.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what?
So I they have said nothing else aside
more
from that.
More NPCs directing
it. Maybe you can just save more easily.
Probably. Right, yeah.
That wouldn't be a terrible thing.
Part of that was because of the N64. That was hardware limitation.
I think it was just a way to make the game more interesting. It's like, you've got to, if you want to save, you have to start time over. None of this easy, just take a break crap.
Right.
I mean, it had quick saves, but...
I think some of that was, like, maybe hardware limitation. I'm, like, dealing with the time cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can only, like, save so much data with you being in a certain spot, so we're just gonna force you to be in a place and then record more of that data. Like, not bothering with, like, the, oh, you were in the Stone Tower Temple, so we'll put you back at the beginning there, and you had this amount of time left, you were at this day, blah, 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 blah. I honestly think it was that.
That's a lot of, yeah, that is a lot of shit.
It needed the expansion pack to run, so.
It had upgraded graphics for the time.
But not,
it's really
like,
just a series of small variables. Like, it's X time, you have X things, or an X place. So it can't handle three things.
there's all the patterns.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's all
the patterns are all based on what time it is.
It is all about, like, I mean, really, you know, there's the time, then there's, you know, all of your regular character data, and I mean, it would have to save you at the start of a location somewhere else, at that time, on that day. It's a load of extra variables.
I obviously don't know anything about this game specifically, but I will say, from experience working with making computers do stuff, sometimes things that seem like they would be 5 minutes of work are exponentially more complicated than you might realize, depending on all kinds of factors. There are too many to list. Most of the time, it's probably, in that era, I'm assuming hardware constraints would be a big deal.
It definitely had quick saves if you needed to stop for
and another thing.
You had to be at an owl statue.
Yeah.
Like, that is tying you to a specific location. If you restarted, you were in Clock Town.
There are other statues, but
No. Yeah. If you restart, you...
It might. It's
you
a
saw
time.
Time back to day one.
Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
in Clock Town.
But if you... Owl statue, you're just at the same statue.
But it's a location. They know exactly where you are. They're not, like... They know, like, oh, it's...
You're not
owl
anywhere.
Statue A.
The game's not thinking, yeah.
Yeah, they had set save points because it's easier to be, like, picking variable 1 through 10 as opposed to setting a variable for this spot and then trying to reload that variable and find those coordinates in relation to things.
Like an Ocarina
especially
time,
on a three-dimensional plane.
Ocarina of Time, you can save anywhere. If you're inside of a dungeon, start a dungeon.
It set you back at a certain place.
But there was no other variables that it had to deal with. You're just there.
One variable, what time it is?
You have no programming experience, so you really shouldn't talk about memory management.
The only other thing I was going to cite, other hardware constraints are, and this is a problem with all computer software ever, is just like legacy code base. Majora's Mask is a game that is essentially built on top of all the work that was done for Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah.
So it has totally different gameplay functions than
running
the original game was intended to
engine.
Have. So that stuff can all just kind of
creep
up on you.
Frankly, they may have just not even been able to figure out how to go into the save file and add the extra variable.
Because they only had... They had a very short amount of time to work with
that.
It was either that or, like, the 64DD expansion on Ocarina of Time that Iwanuma? Is that?
Aonuma.
That's how many.
Did not want to make.
What?
He's like, let me make something else.
How many different variables
so he made Majora's
for
Mask.
Any given spot?
Just puts like, a number in front of me.
Anyway. So that's happening. It's good that that's coming out. Other stuff that I have on here, including a thing that I forgot to add, but I'll talk about it anyway. The Xbox One got a price drop, which is crazy. Yay.
That's pretty funny.
Wasn't it a sizable price drop, too?
It's $50.
Yeah,
so how much is it now?
It's $349.
I
got the Connect drop.
I would almost buy one now.
I saw one on
and it comes
sale.
With two, it comes, that includes all the bundles. So it includes like the Sunset Overdrive bundle, it includes the Assassin's Creed bundle that comes with
if
two
you
games.
Wait until Thanksgiving, you could probably get one $50 cheaper.
I was going to say, Kohl's had one on sale if you used an online online code for like 280 today.
Yeah. So I
damn.
Mean, like yeah. for real. Competition is good when you want to buy things.
Exactly.
But I don't
want,
an Xbox.
A PS4, and that'll get cheaper because the Xbox
yeah.
got cheaper.
It might
I'm
be
buy both.
It might
I
be
mean,
too late
still,
for Xbox.
Still
PlayStation
money,
might just not
so
care at this point.
With people buying it over the Xbox One, so there's that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. They also just had they just had another system update. I think the last one of the year for Xbox One stuff, which lets you set a custom background, which sounds like an absolutely nothing worthless
right.
update, but when you boot that thing up and it
yeah.
always boots up to like the series of tiles on this black void of nothingness, like it is maybe my most wanted change that I could have
it's
put them
really
pushing a patch.
That's funny.
So I'm excited about customizable backgrounds on my console
tell
in 2014.
You what colored squares on darkness.
Yeah, they just did that for the 3DS not long ago, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It actually does make it look a lot better.
It does.
I'm still not
yeah.
going to spend $2
and
to have
the 3DS,
Mario's
even, they
the
take it a slight step further because they modify stuff like how the folders look.
Yeah.
Like, they're like full
it's
skins,
custom music
basically.
And sounds and stuff like that. But I am
that's what Xbox has always been about, too. Or at least that's what they pretend to be about.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Back in Gamer Pictures, you just have Doritos as your gamer logo.
And you could have, like your own soundtrack.
I'm
Xbox
a Big Mac,
game.
Guys.
I'm a Big Mac.
God, that's
Xbox
so
off.
Pro might be dying.
Everyone that's watching on their Xbox 360 with the Kinect on, Xbox off.
Can you even listen to this on the Xbox?
No.
Is there iTunes
browser.
On the Xbox?
Yeah, it's got a web browser.
It's the Internet Explorer, I'm assuming.
No iTunes though.
I guess
no.
our
I
website.
No,
that's
Apple,
Apple man.
An Apple product.
That's true. That would make any sense, right?
So yeah, that's cool and crazy. I wonder if it'll stick. For real? Because they claimed it's only for the holiday season.
That's
from,
weird.
It's from now through, like, December,
oh, yeah.
like, late December, early
January. Right.
So we'll see if they actually, like, bring it back up to 400
I
or
doubt
keep it.
Yeah, yeah.
The sale.
And they might bring it up just because nobody's going to buy an Xbox between January and June anyway.
We'll see. I'm excited about Halo. It's out next week.
Yeah, I want it.
Game
I'm
going to
get a PS4 and a fucking Xbox.
You're the worst.
Someday.
I want all the Bungie games.
Get those jobs
Bungie anymore, is it?
An issue.
I know. If I don't get a job, I'm not getting either.
So that's happening. We were talking about Destiny earlier. So the news thing I saw from that this week,
DLC.
This past week is... No, not even.
Oh,
never
mind. Oh, that's coming up.
But yes, that is also imminent. Bungie has officially started production on Destiny 2.
Yep.
I don't remember if that was like an official post on the like Bungie.net or just like
yeah,
a tweet or something.
Is this an expansion or is this a separate game?
No, they
but you can migrate your characters from the first game.
Migrate.
That's silly.
And I think they said they want to make 3 over the next 10 years.
So yeah, and that's not a bad thing because
cool.
Honestly, I bet they're working. Speaking of just like
maybe
full
this
back end
be
stuff,
ready when they
I bet they'll work. They're working like. On code base, as far as code bases and stuff go, like I bet both of those games are built on the exact same like
mm-hmm.
code as far as like
right.
networking and like core gameplay functionality goes.
I can't imagine they would.
And then
be.
That's really exciting for Destiny 2 because then they can
to put in
yeah exactly they have much more time
yeah,
to dedicate to making content
features.
As
yeah.
opposed to just like making all the shit like shooting work.
Yeah, building the world isn't a thing anymore. Now it's just
that's the only thing about Destiny 1 that works properly is it feels good
right.
to shoot stuff.
Exactly.
Everything
so they,
else is basically
if they can
not
cap,
there.
If they can check more boxes with Destiny 2, it'll be pretty awesome.
Yep. I'll already have the crap I gathered in Destiny 1.
And maybe they'll talk about Moon Wizards.
Hopefully.
Doubtful.
But probably not.
Get Peter Dinklage back into the recording studio.
Also doubtful.
Yep, so that's happening. As far as
Dinklebot.
Other stuff on the horizon, there was a quote from one of the guys at Oculus recently, I don't remember which
one. Man.
Where he was basically saying that, he was talking about when, like, consumer model release schedules, and he said that it is, quote, unquote, months, not years away. So, I mean...
That's something.
that basically just says that it's going to be out in 2015.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
As opposed to just some nebulous future date.
Right.
Like, when we're all dead after watching Avengers 7 in the year 2048.
At least we lived full lives.
That's true.
Everything I could ever want.
Avengers 7. Great Lakes Avengers.
World Girls Revenge.
So I'm excited about that. I still have never had an extended play session with the Oculus. We tried it once when
at
we were
GDC.
At GDC, and it was pretty cool. That
it's
was
crazy.
Like their dev kit 2, I think. And they have a third one, which they're not even like shipping externally. Like it's just like they've shown off another more updated model.
We need to get Wade up here so he can talk about the Oculus at length.
Does he have a dev unit, or is he just interested
just,
in it?
Absolutely. Head over heels interested in it, basically.
Is he still moving back at some point? Maybe?
We don't know yet. If he doesn't get into grad school, he's moving back.
Okay.
Also, I found out the rest of them are moving back in on December 10th. They got a house in Grosse Pointe.
That's cool. Awesome. Some of the McGrath clan. The, I guess not the McGrath clan.
Close enough.
Yeah, sure. The
former McGrath clan.
Former McGrath clan.
Sure, that's how my mom would like to be referred.
Formerly known as. She used to be this like stupid looking symbol. Now, formerly known as.
Yeah, the artist. The mother formerly known as McGrath.
Yep.
There you go.
Those are the identities she goes by. Formerly mother, formerly McGrath. Like Phil, any woman's dream.
Say, Phil, if you've ever read a greeting card, you'll know that you're a mother forever.
That's true. you never grow out of that.
Yep. Anyway.
I'm a mother to our cats.
It's true.
Sure feels like it.
He fed them himself with his man breasts.
Alright. Moving on.
Thank you.
Push Mario Kart 8, that DLC is coming out next week, November 13th.
Get some Master Cycles up in here.
Yeah, it's got... You can get an opponent bike.
Horse bike.
Yep.
Yes, that's true.
I wish it was just her.
Yeah, what?
Ride a fucking horse.
Ride a horse through these go-karts.
She just goes around the wall.
Yeah, that's upside too down. Far. No horses in go-kart racing. That's silly.
I wish the legs would move at the right stride for the amount of distance it was covering. Therefore, the feet would move incredibly fucking fast.
How great would it be if her hooves would turn into like little like jet feet for the hover parts, and her tail would turn into a propeller when you're underwater and stuff?
So it'd be a little bit like that horse from Bravest Warriors.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go. All good ideas. So yeah, that's coming out. 8 new tracks. A couple new racers, including Link.
Link.
And then the tracks are like there's F-Zero one.
That's next year.
Sorry.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, next year it's Animal Crossing stuff and Dry Bowser.
Is that in the game already?
I know that's shocking.
Dry Bowser is actually
a form of
Bowser ever.
Pink Old Peach and Dry Bowser, but no Dry Bones.
He was in the DS1. I'm surprised he hasn't been back. He wasn't in the 3DS.
They wanted to make the roster for Koopa Troopa.
Paratroopa for life.
Paratroopa. Mario Tennis. Rep that B.
Paratroopa is all you need.
No Shy Guy.
Pay for both packs.
Yeah.
Download that content.
Because it's only a couple extra bucks.
Exactly.
Download that content.
And the only other thing I had on here is NES Duck Hunt is coming to Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
It might already be out. I forget.
Okay.
But
that game's not much fun.
Yeah. The only reason I really put it on there is the implementation they used is it just uses the Wii Remote.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
That is actually kind of interesting.
Weird that it took them 10-12 years to do it. Recently.
Right. But, like, the fact they did that much work on an NES game to release it is kind of interesting. Yeah. And I bet it kind of plays like shit.
I bet it does.
Compared to the original one.
I bet it does.
I remember,
the original one played like shit.
Yeah.
Maybe. In my mind, when I was, like, four, I thought it was the best thing ever.
Yeah,
I can't say that I played Duck Hunt recently to compare.
You never put your gun up to the screen and just...
Right. Yeah.
I remember it being pretty bad.
It was
bad. I'm assuming you guys are all correct. And my nostalgia is misplaced.
I don't know, you gagged down
about
some birds.
People's experiences playing it on, like, just recently, everyone said it was still surprisingly accurate.
The Nintendo gun doesn't work with flat screen TVs.
Yeah, I was going to say, none of that stuff.
Yeah,
Super Scope.
You would need new modern hardware of some kind to work on LCDs.
That's unfortunate.
LCDs.
Which means we'll never get a Metal Combat on the Virtual Console, which is an amazing game.
Metal Combat, the natural evolution of Duck Hunt.
made by Intelligent Systems, is worth knowing.
Yep.
It's like you're Mega Man, except you're also a mech, and you fight other mechs.
Mecha Man.
You charge up your shot, and you shoot them.
A first-person shooter, you actually use a light gun.
I don't know why I can't remember now. Are Intelligent Systems, do they do Fire Emblem? Yeah.
Okay.
I footage of that other game, Project Steam, they had more of that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch it, but it looks fun.
Steamworks, or is it Steam?
Project Steam.
Or Codename Steam.
Codename
Steam.
Codename Steam.
There's something about that that was wrong.
Yep.
Like robotic Abraham Lincoln.
I say, speaking of that, because that game looks exactly... That game looks like it's Valkyria Chronicles.
I've heard that.
I don't know if anybody's played that, but it's awesome.
I need to finish that one.
I love that game. It's so fucking good.
It's such a good like game engine, I'm surprised it hasn't been mimicked more often.
Yeah, and so, well, so like, it came out at the worst possible time in Sega's history, because then like the sequels just went on PSP and they were kind of garbage, because you just had like a single analog stick to work with. But man, that first game on PS3, that might be my favorite PlayStation 3 game. It's definitely up there. It's real good.
I'll get Project Steam or whatever it's called.
Codename.
Sorry. So speaking of that, we're going to move on to new releases. And one of them, coincidentally enough, is Valkyria Chronicles on PC.
Nice segue.
I won't get that, though.
Right?
I will. I'll buy it again. I don't give a shit.
Give them my money.
I think it didn't have a date. I think we mentioned that it was coming out.
How much is it on PC?
I don't know. It's coming out November 11th. I'm assuming it's just on Steam, since they didn't cite like where it was coming out. And if a game comes out on PC, it comes out on Steam. I bet it'll be $20 or less.
Like, yeah, because I've been a monster lately where if it's not on my laptop, I just won't play it. So.
If that game comes out on PC and it costs $20 or less, I will buy it instantly.
Same.
$70.
And hopefully I'll have an opportunity to finally finish it.
Yeah, it's real good. I did finish the original. It's awesome.
There's nothing in the world like hitting a headshot with a lancer halfway across the map.
Yeah, man. It feels like doubly satisfying because like when you get crits in Fire Emblem, it's satisfying, but you didn't do anything really to earn it. Like maybe you equipped like the killing dagger or whatever, and you got a higher percentage. But when you actually aim and get a headshot, and then it crits in Valkyria Chronicles, it's just like the perfect storm.
You drop your fucking controller, you get down on one knee, and you give it the fist bump, the lawnmower starter. Just
correct me if I'm wrong, but my impression of that game that I've in my memory, for some reason, is anime girls go to war.
Yes, that is also true.
Okay. Sort of.
Thank you for validating
it. Is Full Metal Alchemist in that it's Japanese Europe. In wartime.
Maybe I should play this game.
Yep, there are even
you got tanks with glowing butts. You shoot the tanks and they're glowing butts and then they explode.
That sounds awesome! What, do they have tentacles?
No.
I do have a copy of this game you can borrow.
Sale sold. Or sale gone, sorry.
Oh.
So they go to school when they're not at war?
No, it's noble like that.
It's not Persona.
Yep.
Or a million other
things. Yeah, it's not also secretly like a dating sim. I'm talking about the other
things. It's not secretly a dating sim and a magical girl anime all at once.
Correct.
Damn, why not?
Damn, that's all I
mean. It's not out yet.
Yeah, so that's coming.
DLC.
Mm-hmm. You have to pay for it.
People pay for it.
Oh, God. Okay, other new releases. And a lot of the stuff I just put on, again, I like highlighting stuff that's weird. Like, why did that come out? What is now? Call of Duty came out. That's not weird. That's just a thing that happens this time of year.
Slight uptick in consumption of Mountain Dew and Doritos around the land.
Yeah, so that's out. It's out on every platform imaginable if you want to get your Kevin Spacey on. Ones.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're like, it's breaking the plane between movies and video games, and I was like, I thought Metal Gear Solid 4 did that.
There is a very firm line on that.
Yeah, but it's still like a matter of, if I wanted a movie, I'd see a movie. If I want a video game, I'll play a fucking video game.
I get the appeal.
I see it.
It
does look really good. Like, the footage of that game is super pretty.
The production values of the Call of Duty games are always very good, and that's something that you just shouldn't take from them.
Does fill the Kevin Spacey quota in between House of Cards Season 2 and 3.
That's true.
I've had enough Kevin
Spacey. He'll probably be in a movie at some point between those things also.
Entirely possible.
I'm surprised Kevin Spacey hasn't been in a movie recently.
I was going to say, he should be in a Marvel movie at some point, or at least a comic book movie.
He should star in the Yamcha baseball movie.
Lex Luger.
Didn't they get like some 19-year-old jackass to play Lex Luthor?
Yes, they did.
God.
I don't.
That's terrible.
DC, I'm out, baby. I love you on a fundamental level, but what you are right now...
Dude, fucking Captain Marvel getting a movie.
Kevin Spacey already was like,
I know, that's why I got
Marvel movie stuff. That's cool.
Captain Marvel being Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, Marvel.
I'm looking forward to that movie.
My poop was pantsed.
Your pants were pooped?
No, my poop was pantsed.
Whoa.
That's, fuck it.
He created shit that came to life. Put on some trousers.
Honestly, that entire Wave 3 lineup, I'm just unexcited about. Because, Black Panther's fucking awesome. Doctor Strange is great.
Inhumans.
Inhumans are awesome. That's right.
A two-part Avengers movie.
I know, it's going to be a lot of fucking Thanos, and I'm more than happy about that. Probably a lot more of him in Guardians 2.
Now, my question is, are there movies slated between the first and second part of the Avengers movie.
Yes.
Captain Marvel, and I think even Inhumans.
The big question is, will this exist between the happenings in the first and second part, or is it just...
It's probably going to be chronologically.
I'm sure it'll probably be chronological. Everything else has been. It's possible it's the other two
movies. Then why wouldn't they just name it 3 and 4?
Because it's two parts of the same story.
Right.
We have 78 years to find out. By the time these movies are released.
Are you guys excited for all of the Spider-Man movies coming out?
Never.
Did most of those get canceled?
Oh my God.
They're still on. There's a Venom movie. I think it's called Venom : Carnage. And
that's Sinister Six.
A movie that, quote, is about a female Spider-Man character.
It's Black Hat or Spider-Woman. And Black Hat, and I heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Man.
And a Sinister Six movie and Spider-Man 3.
Great.
Those are all like within the next 4 years.
Are they all within the same like Amazing Spider-Man reboot universe?
I would bet everything in Marvel.
Yeah, all this superhero stuff
movies don't get made. No.
All that crap is they're trying to converge everything. So like
they're trying to be Marvel.
The Fox movies are trying to come together to be one universe. DC is trying to come together to be like one holistic thing.
Whatever that
and
is.
And I'm sure that'll all go great.
Yeah. But they announced most of the Justice League movies too, like Cyborg and
Aquaman.
I'm not sure if there's an Aquaman.
There is an Aquaman movie.
Aquaman is actually the coolest DC hero.
Still no Green Lantern movie.
Drago from
Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle is actually the best. Blue Beetle is my favorite.
That's fine.
And Aquaman.
Yo, you know.
And Aquaman is actually the coolest. He has the best.
If they make a JLI movie, I will probably scream. I will probably fight everyone I know, and I might light my car on fire.
What movie?
No.
Justice League International.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Blue Beetle, Booster Gold, Guy Gardner.
Oh, yeah, Booster Gold. Sure.
Martian Manhunter.
The DC way would be to make the movie and have it be so terrible that you regret seeing it.
I would.
So the feeling I have when the new
Superman came out. I got it.
I didn't hate the new Superman. Why?
Well, you're too stupid
I'm
to.
I'm just putting a card away.
No. Open that box. Alright.
Did anyone ever buy or play Bayonetta 2?
I did, actually. I forgot to talk about it. I played a little bit of it. It's fun.
That's a game I would probably completely enjoy.
I'll talk about that more next time, because that'll be maybe the only thing I had to play in between now.
I had it described to me as a 6-hour-long roller coaster where you only go straight down.
You know,
I like that.
From a visual perspective, that's accurate. From like an hour and a half, I played of it. Sure.
My favorite thing about the trailer I saw for that game was seeing that she's moving very, very quickly and her hair is perfect the entire fucking time.
That's how
smooth she is.
Dang,
she's a burlesque dancer in heels that are guns.
Yep. Yeah, I'll talk about that when I've actually played enough of it to like render.
So you actually bought it though?
Yeah, I did try it. I picked it up and gave it.
Okay, real quick, how was Bayonetta 1?
I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
That's what I hear too. Except you don't get it for PS3 apparently.
If you haven't played it, just go pick up Bayonetta 2 for that. Like it's two games in one box.
It comes with Bayonetta 1.
Oh really?
Yeah, it comes with the first one.
If you got a Nintendo.
Now you see, I love a good crazy action game. Mm-hmm. So oh, if you're telling me it'll be an all world hype game where I'm gonna be like the whole time.
If you like something like a Devil May Cry-ish action game, but it's faster, more responsive, and stupider, you should play Bayonetta.
That sounds right up my alley.
I'm surprised you hadn't played it, actually.
Well, I don't buy action games. It's just, I don't.
They're so hit or miss that...
I guess that's true.
Those games are good.
Hit or shit.
Yep. Right. Other stuff on this list. SingStar Ultimate Party is out for the PS4.
The fuck is that?
What is that? It's Sony's karaoke franchise. So they've been putting these games out for like decades, like since PS2 era at least, maybe even PS1.
Salt.
And as of now, like I guess in the UK, it's just a disc with a bunch of songs on it, like old Rock Band or Guitar Hero style. And over here, it's just like a free download where you buy tracks individually.
Okay.
But the reason this game is on this list is because you don't use a microphone to play it. You sync a smartphone to your PS4 and sing into it to play this karaoke
amazing.
Game.
Indeed.
That's it's weird.
Saved a little bit of money with that. Everybody owns a smartphone.
That's some nice technology.
Drain that fucking smartphone battery.
Yep. It's a great idea. And also, the trailer where they demonstrated the functionality is hilarious because it's all people holding like Sony Xperia phones, like holding them out like this, so that the face of the phone with like the Sony the Sony text on it is facing towards the camera as they sing into like the top of their cell phone.
Right into the camera.
Labels out, boys.
Mm-hmm. When in doubt, labels out.
Yep. So that's a thing.
Yay.
Labels out.
Xperia. Rocksmith 2014 is out on next-gen consoles. I put this on there because it's weird, because that game came out last year. I mean, I guess it's just a port. And Rocksmith is Ubisoft's weird, like, Guitar Hero tutor game.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
like, you just plug any physical guitar into it via USB, and it tries to teach you, like, chords and shit. That's out. Binding of Isaac Rebirth is out on a bunch of stuff. PS4, yep. Vita, PC, and Mac.
I feel like I'm the only person in the universe that didn't like the first one, or the original.
What are you talking about?
I liked it. The only thing I kind of don't like about this new one is that like the music isn't the original stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's not the Danny Baranowski, like Meat Boy style soundtrack, which isn't great, but that game's still neat. Tales of Hearts R. It's coming out November 11th. That's here for Lorraine and the other seven people who are going to go to the GameStop and pick up the physical copy of the Vita version.
That's because I just don't... Like, there's... Vita memory cards are so small and expensive that I would much rather pick up as many physical copies as I can before loading up, like, a $80 8-gig card.
I'm kind of shocked it isn't just use whatever SD card you feel like slamming into it.
That's one of the last... That's up there with, like, 3D TV support in games. Yeah, of, like, it's one of the last bastions of, like, other arms of Sony getting their bullshit into PlayStation consoles.
Right, yeah.
Like, look, you need to sell more of these dog shit memory cards for way too much money.
Alright.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I'm still kind of bummed out.
It's the seventh meeting on this. I'm not going to fight you about it anymore.
Right. Whatever happened to their proprietary video format?
I don't know. Who cares?
No, never mind. Lost to history.
Lorraine.
I think I mentioned this before. I'm still bummed out they didn't dub Tales of Hearts. Because apparently the fans wanted the Japanese sound, so there is no English voice acting in that game.
Oh, wow.
But they dubbed it. Like, the text has changed, but it's all Japanese voices, and I'm still kind of bummed out about it.
They didn't even put an option for it?
Nope. There was nothing more entertaining. Like with a lot of like good funny dub things, Tales of Symphonia has so much memorable bullshit just because of a goofy, stupid dub and just
Submariner.
It's also probably just how those games are written.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they're not very.
The only reason Star Fox is still a thing, especially as like a cult game, is because of how hilarious the dub was. Like,
yeah,
all the voices are just.
They're dumpster trash.
They're wonderful.
They're fucking...
Yeah, they're dumpster trash. It's endearing as hell.
It's true. Like, Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on Star Ocean 2. Star Ocean 2
at the best.
That's literally the GOAT dub game.
Fucking godlike.
The voice acting in Castlevania was actively bad, though.
It was hilarious.
I wouldn't say... Well, yeah, it's funny, but Star Fox was that. I don't think it was. It's like it was well voice acted. They just said stupid things.
No, but think about like you just did, like the voices, like the it was like people making stupid voices, like the same guy just voicing everybody.
Right,
like,
you're a surfer dude and the space piloting badger monster.
I mean, the aesthetic of
your
game
motivation
kind of
is your man at Fox.
Go.
Yep.
As opposed to like some Victorian Dracula where having a weird voice doesn't talk well.
It's wonderful. I fucking love that Dracula voice.
Yep.
Nostalgic and hilarious.
It's good.
Have at you.
Speaking
of... Yeah, Castlevania hams it up.
Yep.
And that's okay.
But I don't think they were trying to.
I think they were.
Indeed. Speaking of terrifying anthropomorphic animals...
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
There are not Furry one, but two back. Sonic the Hedgehog games coming out next week. Sonic Boom : Rise of Lyric for the Wii U. And Sonic Boom : Shattered Crystal for the 3DS.
Thank God.
That's
where it belongs.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Colon.
I'm sure those will both be great.
Yeah.
I can only assume that the cartoon
on
is
those.
Coming out
shortly
after.
Yeah, exactly.
Sonic X
That's
is back?
Already on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sonic
Boom.
No,
I woke up, I stayed up late, and that was on.
There you go. It's already on TV.
It's already out. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
Glad somebody knew.
Sonic has a scarf. He's got tape on his feet.
God, I hate
so
when
fast.
Video games give characters right. scarves.
Guys, I watched the first episode of Dragon Ball Z Kai last night.
Die.
Why?
Because it was on when I was going to bed.
Was there a farmer with a shotgun?
I think he's
Is he still in it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember.
It's a Chevy truck.
Yeah,
it's
a Chevy truck.
I think that got edited out.
Say it.
Truck
lift.
Orange
truck
lift. Yeah, come on. Come on!
That card wasn't really, so who cares?
Yeah, it's a physical attack. It takes a big option out of
it. Yeah, really.
Out of, like, Orange's existence.
This card, right?
Other new releases, a handful of other things. Halo, the Master Chief Collection is coming out for Xbox One.
Yeah,
that will probably be fun. I will try to play it.
I'll play Halo 1.
Somebody send me
it. I will maybe buy an Xbox just to play Halo 2 and rocket lunge at people across maps.
Yep. That's as good a reason as any.
The only reason I need.
How have I forgotten about rocket lunging? God,
I don't think I
missed
it out.
Rocket lunging off stage.
I'm going to get out of some levels with a flag in my hands.
Oh man!
All that matters is
Halo
that
Halo 2 was real good.
Or with the skull,
maybe my best.
I got Halo 4 in it too, right?
Yeah, Halo. It's Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I assume it's just a straight port.
No Reach. It's Master Chief games.
Okay,
it's Reach. No ODST.
It is the Master Chief collection. So
I know it's just weird because it's got all of the Bungie games except Reach.
Right,
and it has
that part is strange.
To be fair, nobody's missing Reach.
Yeah, Reach was okay.
Reach was all right.
I thought 4 did it better, and 3...
I didn't think so.
I liked them both. I don't remember, like, what my mental state when each one came
out.
All
I remember is I liked 3 less than 2 pretty much right after it came out.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm not sure if that was one of
the If I never play Halo 3 again, that's okay, because it's probably the video game I spent the most time playing in my life.
Halo 3?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I remember him screaming in the attic a lot at night at Preston. Shout-outs to Preston for getting screamed at over Xbox Live.
He texted me during this podcast, by the way. His local was first and second. We're both the Mechie Index.
Why didn't he text me? Where ain't you texting me, boy?
Putting him on blast.
Preston's not on the internet. He won't hear you.
Yep.
Does
it? I don't have the internet in North Carolina.
His porch does not have Wi-Fi.
Guys. He's not in New Hampshire. He doesn't live in a cave.
Fair enough.
Hammies.
Okay. We're getting down to the there are two important releases on this list. Assassin's Creed Unity is not one of them. But it will probably be a pretty okay game.
I know, we talk about Call of Duty.
Right.
Yeah, we had about, 2 seconds
left. Oh, that's coming out on, all the modern stuff.
There's
another different Assassin's Creed
right.
coming out for older consoles. I don't really know anything about either of them at this point.
You can't be a woman, I'm pretty sure.
Right, yeah, that's true.
All right.
And the new one,
Unity... taking too much processing time or whatever.
Yeah. Unity is set during the French Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that game will probably be cool, but I just burned out completely on Assassin's Creed. There were too many of them too quick, and I just couldn't keep up, and then now I only played
two in my life. I feel like I'd be happy.
Assassin's Creed
2
is really good. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is amazing. I have no real strong opinions on the other ones.
A question I've always had about those games since I haven't played them. How are they from a teaching people history standpoint?
Bad.
Like, real history?
Yeah.
Not good.
All right.
They teach you way better history. Like, you get to beat the shit out of the Pope at the end of... It's either Brotherhood or 2.
There are probably plenty
of
popes who've been assassinated.
Ben Franklin talks
at
length about his experience as
the prostitutes. Pope just holds, a glowing god orb. And then you just beat him to death until you steal it from him. And then, you see that aliens are controlling your fate or some shit.
All right. Also true. So we got a good one. Yeah.
It's all factually.
You don't know aliens didn't seed all of us 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I know that they probably did.
Leonardo da Vinci is the guy who supplies all your tech in the Italy, the Renaissance era one.
Your
and so, Benjamin Franklin does it, I think, in Assassin's Creed 3.
So what you're saying is the cues of the universe are. Da Vinci and Ben Franklin.
Yep.
Great.
So far.
Yep. Yeah, so far. French Revolution, who knows? Mm-hmm. The cast of Les Miserables.
Yeah. I really can't really name
there is no
Hugh cat. Jackman.
Fade off.
Makes your arm knives.
I can't imagine Joan Bart gets into that game somewhere.
And you give him a loaf of bread. Anyway.
No, he's gonna steal it.
That's too far along. You gotta let me cake.
Moving on. The two prominent releases next week, Pokemon Puzzle Challenge is coming out on the 3DS eShop.
And
Pokemon the Trading Card Game is coming out on the 3DS eShop.
Are you talking about the old Game Boy games?
Yes. These are both.
Are you able to play and trade with other human beings?
I don't know. That I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you.
Oh,
but I believe these are
that's
both.
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
I believe these are both Game Boy or Game Boy Color games.
That was the
they
Game
are.
The trading card game definitely is. I don't remember
Puzzle Challenge.
Yes, it is. I'm going to buy both of those, even though I own both of those.
Yep.
We own like 8 copies of the trading card.
There you go.
I don't know where they came from.
And yeah, you know,
Puzzle Challenge is one of my favorite portable games ever. Because I love Puzzle League so
I love
much.
That trading card
yeah,
game.
In a week, really in a week where Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed came out, I gave you the two games you should care about.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
go
exactly.
buy that shit.
Puzzle
Challenge is already out, actually. And
yes.
trading card game comes
Bill,
out on
Bill,
the 13th.
Bill, Oak, Bill, nice. Bill, Oak, Oak.
That's your deck.
We're doing it.
Durable Blasters.
You're
did,
doing
did
it.
That game go up to set 3, or was it just base set?
It was base set.
I'm pretty
sure
it
hit
Jungle.
I thought
it hit Jungle.
No, I think it... I think it went all the way up, yeah. Like, the first, like,
if it had Fossil, you could make that Tentacool Alakazam deck.
Yeah.
It might not have had it.
It's funny that I just figured that out.
I feel like
out.
It didn't have Fossil, but I don't remember.
I want to say it had Aerodactyl.
I figured that out so late, like, you know, it, like, I didn't really play much of Pokemon when I was younger, so, like, when I was playing the game, I'm like, this would work. That's stupid. Mr. Mime, Alakazam, and Tentacool. All you need to never lose.
Mr. Mime.
Stuff.
Never mind, I don't want to talk about Pokemon. Set 1.
Oh,
right. Yeah, that's, man, that's a deep cut if I've ever heard one.
Yeah,
Mewtwo stall.
That's
right. That's to talk about Pokemon. Yeah, that was a funny death.
That far anyway. Away, like, stare you gave, like, when I brought up Mr. Mime, it was just like...
And on that note... We are going to wrap this up.
When does Sapphire and Ruby come out?
21st.
Same as Smash Brothers.
Okay. Yeah, we said Smash Brothers Day. So all of those games will be out, presumably, like
by
I said.
The next time we do a podcast,
yeah,
maybe.
One of our last couple shows for the year.
Mm-hmm.
The week
so, yeah.
before.
Mr.
And Destiny
Nine.
Expansion number 1 will come out shortly after that.
Yep.
I'll have words about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
and World of Warcraft expansion will be out.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you about how I have no experience in the game, and assume me, I'm not mad.
Tell us about the lore, please.
Yep. These are all hot previews of things you can expect us to talk about in future episodes.
Tell me about keyboard turning.
Cards,
yeah.
Lorraine's excited.
I have to say, Lorraine will have more scrolling her phone time as the DBZ card talk continues.
Good.
All right. Well, yeah, you can find us on iTunes. Search for Cubicorn Games. If you want to like, comment, subscribe, or send me $5.
Or a picture of $5.
Yeah, I'll take that. Whatever.
Or
download
a Taco Bell.
Any attention will make
you
feel better.
You can find stuff that info about what Lorraine and I have been working on at CubicornGames.com. If you have any comments or questions about the show, maybe you just have something dumb to say to us, you can email us at podcast@cubicorngames.com. And other than that...
Hey, Robert, what's your Twitter name?
Oh, it is definitely... Ohio Valley Jew is the... is my Twitter thing.
Wow.
My Twitter address. And if you want to know the rest... Come hit
follow
me
that. You just had your, there is your assignment. If you're listening to the end of the show right now, you are obligated to go follow Ohio Valley Jew on Twitter.
Hashtag Taco Gate. Look
hashtag Taco
yeah.
Gate.
Thanks a lot,
teach
guys.
Teach the controversy.
I was not ready for that shit.
Alright, that's not going to get better than that.
No,
so
good.
For myself and everybody else at this table,
bye.
We will see you guys soon.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Bye.